With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me one.
Because we have a couple of friends of ours that they're like, oh, they went on MCL for their honeymoon. They're like, oh, we were so bored, there's nothing to do. And I'm like,
yeah, but MCL is fun. It's not that I'm bored, because trust me, I eat my
I eat every 2 hours on a cruise like a baby.
Yeah, I'm like, I eat my way, like I'm there, but it's just, I don't know, I freak out. I have there's a whole trauma story behind it that I could go into. But
yeah, you would have not done well in the early 1900s when people used to cross the Atlantic.
What do you mean? How do you think Christy got to this country?
And on that note, welcome to Mamas and Merlot, guys.
Not be mamas without an old joke.
And we started off with it, so it's great.
The quarantined edition of Mamas and Merlot.
This is the second quarantine.
Seriously,
edition.
It's like part, okay. Part 845, because that's all we seem to want to talk about.
So this is the quarantine series.
But there's
kind of
no,
like our
there's
podcast.
No, there's no other news.
There really is no other news.
There really is nothing else going on.
Well, my name is Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hola.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And then it's two boys that you hear with us today. Our favorite primos. Primos, oh my God. I can't.
Primos.
I'm done. I'm fucking done. We have DJ Anish, but let me tell you, yay.
Hello.
I give up.
Hey, kids.
Hello.
Oh, we're the non-Anglo primos.
I give up. Okay. I'm just done speaking. I need a nap. So what's everybody drinking today, guys?
I am drinking Coke from Burger King. And not Bouncing Coke.
Not Bouncing an official Coke. Sponsor.
Do they still have those places? Is that from the outside?
It's from the outside? You went to the outside?
You went outside today?
I went outside at a Burger King. So when you pay with your debit card, they have like a little basket, and then you put the card in the basket and, you know, whatever.
That happened to me the other day. I went to my friend's neighbor. No, but I put my ID in it.
Oh. So I'm having Suntory whiskey.
Ooh.
Spell that.
Chris, what are you drinking?
I got a ship from Target, so I got California Roots. Oh, I'm drinking California Roots too!
Yay! That's gonna make it so much easier
okay,
for
wait,
me.
Wait, can I just say that both Steph and Christy literally showed us the bottles, and they were already halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Halfway done.
What's your point?
Steph, that's... yours is rosé. Christy, what are you drinking?
Mine is rosé.
Red blend.
Well, because I've also.
And I feel as classy.
About
I feel as classy as as DJ with my wine cube.
You know what? I think this is the first time we've done with all three at one time.
No, we did one.
We have.
On our show. On your show? Yeah, the three of us haven't been on your show.
Well, maybe next week we can do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's fine.
We have the time.
We have all the time. And water.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm hydrating. Water.
I know I was forgetting
I'm hydrating
something.
At the same time.
That has a red tint. It may be cranberry juice and vodka.
Well, it was earlier
today. Yes. Okay.
They know you.
But no, it would have been, it's not cranberry vodka, it's gin and tonic. That's where I'm at. That's where I've gotten to at this quarantine.
I like that you are a 52-year-old woman from Wisconsin.
I love gin and tonic. Gin and tonics are tasty. Gin and tonics are a good day drink. It really are. They're refreshing. They are. They're good for like sitting by the pool. What is that face?
Doesn't anybody have, what is that drink called? A sea breeze or whatever?
Is it 1987? Who the fuck drinks that?
That's why. I was like, doesn't anybody drink that anymore?
No. It's like one of those drinks that like just makes it sound complicated.
Are you on a booze cruise?
Oh my gosh. Speaking of 1987.
Are you on a booze cruise in the 80s? What the fuck is wrong with you?
So yesterday when I was recording with these guys, I...
He's like random dudes.
So wait. It's running across the screen was the best thing that I just saw.
I had to go to the bathroom, and so I had to
Us.
I tried to be discreet about it. Sorry.
There's no discreet on Zoom. There's no discreet
Sorry.
On Zoom.
No. Okay, 1997.
You know that, so Neri's 37.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was the closest in age to me. So when we were talking about music of 1990, 80. I was like, oh, I remember when this song came out. And David was like, yeah, no, I was 3.
Yeah.
I'm like, you motherfucker.
What year are we talking about?
1990.
I hate you all.
I was 4.
I was 4.
I was
12. No.
I was 12. I was 10. No, I was 11, but whatever.
That's why I like you. What's wrong with it?
You don't make her feel so old.
They came over together on the Mayflower, that's why.
Hey, as baby girl Aaliyah says, aging but a number.
No, Aaliyah doesn't say anything anymore.
R.I.P.
Too soon, bro! Too soon!
I love Aaliyah. No, I'm sorry. I love Aaliyah. I just
R.I.P.
Not on Good Friday. Don't say that.
Eso no se hace.
It is Good Friday.
Eso no se hace.
And you know who doesn't say anything anymore either? R. Kelly.
No.
He bet not. Not even better. He bet not.
He doesn't get the R.
But did he finally get canceled? Is he canceled already?
I believe so. And he should be. There's still some crazy people out there. Like somebody paid for his bail. Like let's be real. Some crazy woman paid for his bail.
And didn't she run a daycare or something like that?
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings about him being canceled, I have to say. Which I made very obvious. I spoke at length in our podcast about.
What are your feelings?
Because I just think that with him, it's a little bit of selective outrage because R. Kelly has never hidden who he is.
True.
You know, he married Aaliyah when she was 15, and everybody knew this. This was not a secret.
I was never a fan of him for a while because he's always been this guy.
I like his music. I've always thought he was a creep. And
I
then,
do
you know,
like his music. I will say that. He has
and then, you know, when the whole child pornography charges came out and the peeing video, everybody was stepping to the name of love and they didn't give a shit, you know? when that controversy peaked, that's when he was the most popular in terms of, like, record sales. And then now, all of a sudden, people are like, oh, this is so gross.
Well, okay, and let me ask a question, and this is very random, because I remember something, and like I haven't bothered to look it up, but it just pops into my head every once in a while. Didn't Rob Lowe have a similar situation?
He had a sex. Rob Lowe was like the first celebrity,
but it wasn't a sex tape. It was
88 or 89.
But it wasn't just a sex tape.
It was.
There was a sex tape involved or something weird
involved.
I've seen
the sex tape. I've seen it.
No,
but
it
wasn't there something also weird involved?
She was a minor.
Right?
She was a minor.
She was 17.
So, and that's where my issue is. It's like, we're up here.
But with him, I think it was a little bit different because she was a minor. He was in his 20s, and yeah. she was a minor. And I think the Rob Lowe one was set up.
But that's not, but I was just trying to remember, like, what there was a thing. It was a thing. Like, I just couldn't remember because I told that to somebody, and they're like, no. And I'm like,
yeah.
Like, Rob Lowe had a thing.
When you look as immortal as Rob Lowe, yeah. we forgive.
You know what? Actually, I saw him on TV today. He was on, I forgot what he was on. And I was like, holy shit. Like, he's 50-something? Yeah.
No, he's in his early 200s, and he looks 35.
I mean, but the thing is that he still looks youthful. Like, he... Yeah.
Him and Paul Rudd, I don't know what yeah. they're doing.
They're all three, but
Stamos is gray, though. Like, so he's at least has that. Like, the other two clearly dye their hair.
You know what? John Stamos.
I love Stamos, though.
He looks good. Like, if you look at him now, he still looks great. No, but when you look at him on Full House, you're like, okay, he's aged because he looks like his face is different.
Rob Lowe, okay. I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay, wait.
Paul Rudd looks exactly the same.
Like, he looks exactly the same.
He looks exactly the same.
But I'm going to say, Darian, you and I saw John Stamos in person a few months ago.
Did he tell you you were pretty?
Did
he tell you you were pretty?
No.
He did. But
is nobody getting that joke other than me? Am I the only one?
But the thing is, John Stamos.
Fine, thanks, guys.
John Stamos in person. Looks like John Stamos on camera.
Thank you.
It only took like John half Stamos, an hour.
John Stamos is not.
Wait, I'm trying to think about Stephanie's reference.
It's a Mean Girls reference. One time, Regina George sat on a plane next to John Stamos, and he told her she was pretty.
Oh, okay.
I try really hard to get the Mean Girls references. But I've watched the movie. Mean Girls maybe once.
Watch it again.
First of all, that movie's amazing. Watch it.
It is amazing.
I had it on the other day.
Wasn't made for my generation.
No, it was
not.
No, it's
not. Nay, because I am your generation.
No, I love Mean Girls.
It wasn't my. Also, I did everything in my power to not be around that. It doesn't matter. So that's why I never.
Christy,
I never liked
how,
it.
How communist are you? I don't.
No, but the thing is, like, I was the anti-girl. Like,
I go back and forth.
The anti-girl.
I go back and forth, and like, which part I like the most. I recently liked the. My parents gave me these beautiful hoop earrings for my.
That's the best.
For Hanukkah.
I wear them.
For Hanukkah, yeah. In all fairness, I saw it like 3 days ago because I had it on in the background while I was painting Link's room. So it's like fresh in my mind.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been painting Link's room?
I can only do it for like a little bit at a time because I'm working
like,
from home.
Girl, it is a room, not the Sistine Chapel. Like how long have you been at it?
Hold on. I'm also like extra and I'm not just painting one, like all walls the same color. I'm doing one wall has like striping and then there's an accent wall and then
the blue taping takes a while.
It does.
Blue taping does take a while. Thank you for defending me. That's why I haven't started my room because I know what I have to do in here.
Oh, my pens.
I have no urge to do it because I'm going to do this entire
room. Is that where you're recording from, Christy? Your room?
That's yeah. her room.
I love that your room apparently has like lots of Funkos.
My entire life has Funkos. That is the worst.
That's just part of it. That's not even all of it.
That's the bedroom overflow. Because.
Am I the only one who didn't get the Funko memo? I have one Funko, and that's because you gave it to me.
Yeah.
That's the
I fought the Funko thing.
That's another overflow. Overflow.
I have maybe like four.
But where you have them, Stephanie, it's fine. It works there. Like it.
Because it's in David's office. And this isn't all of them. This is the rest of
Vanessa. Vanessa has them in, like, the office, yeah. the studio.
No, we also have them in an office, in Jeff's office. This is, there. I'm not kidding when I say overflow.
They're everywhere. They're,
also, Vanessa, I freaking love your shirt.
I think it's the shirt I wore to meet Jody Benson.
Oh, that's so cute.
And my Aerial sneakers. I'm not wearing those today.
Okay, wait. Can we take a moment, now that you said mm-hmm. Jody Benson, can we take a moment to talk about how upset we may or may not be that SuperCon, MegaCon has been canceled or pushed back to July? Probably canceled. And this was the first year that DJ, you and I were going to have a freaking panel.
Oh, you guys got selected for a panel?
We got selected for a panel.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's been pushed back to July 4th, which is probably not going to happen.
Probably not going
to
happen. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll get selected next year.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
That's awesome. I didn't know that you guys had been selected.
I know, that's awesome.
That's great.
Okay, can we this year, whenever this happens again,
whenever we're allowed,
we did last year, because I had a lot of fun with you guys last year.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Of course. We would 100% be there.
And I'll have my phone fully charged.
Just make sure you know how to record your panel if you want to record your panel. So that you
we lost it. We lost the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to. Okay, then we will not ask you.
No, do not ask us. We have no idea.
But it wasn't us. It wasn't us. It was the people that.
Yeah, I'm going to blame SuperCon.
Yeah, blame SuperCon. It wasn't us.
Oh, because they recorded it for you?
Well, they hooked up our little Zoom thingy, whatever the hell it was called, the little recorder. And they said it was plugged in and it recorded because like it created a file for the amount of time that we were in the panel, but it didn't record any sound. Like you could hear it in the background, like none of that. It was just an empty file.
And we had gone, like, the day before to, like, make sure the guy could do it. We spoke to the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
We made sure he could do it. He was like, yeah, I've done this a bunch of times. No problem. Whatever. And then, like, he showed up. He's like, oh, I'll be there 20 minutes early, which is why we were there. We were all there early.
Yeah.
Right.
He's like, I'll be there 20 minutes before. Don't worry. I'll set you guys up. He showed up, like, 3 seconds before we were supposed to go on. And I think he was high. But
and we went to check. Like, and we went to, like, check in on him beforehand, like, the day before.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, are you going to be our sound guy?
We, like, did our two.
We did our
moral of the story is, regardless of what they tell you, Darian, you and I will set up our own Zoom.
You have to figure out your own
shit. We'll have our microphones there just to pick shit up, because God knows, when we did the Christmas episode, we set everything up, and I still haven't figured out how the hell to get that shit together.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Technical difficulties.
Ah.
Girl, what happened was...
I love that episode. We were so wasted on that.
Vanessa, you were the only one missing.
I know, frankly. I was very upset.
We'll do it again this year. We'll do it again this year.
We'll figure it out how to do it right.
Hopefully,
we can do it this way.
Be in one piece by then.
We can do it this way. What happened was,
maybe we'll be at a quarantine by then.
Hopefully. God help
everything up, and then I was trying to, like, layer everything. It didn't quite work, and the echoing, and
so hard.
No, we need to invest in one of board like the ones you guys have.
Yeah,
but even the board that we have only has 4 channels, so it's still
but it's for 4 microphones, right?
Yeah, it's 4 microphones and then Bluetooth. If we had like a Bluetooth mic, we could have probably connect it and have a fifth.
We have 2 microphones, and so, you know, now that we got that sponsor money.
Mics that we have had, they're like the ones that you pick up sound. They're like studio mics, so they pick up a lot of sound, so people can
hear this one.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
I have a fancy one now. Look.
Oh, I think I'm gonna invest in one. If we're gonna keep doing this from quarantine, I'm gonna invest.
Well, we got this one for Christmas. This is a Christmas.
Is that from when you recorded old time talkies in the '40s? Is that like what the hell is that shit? Like, that
was... Yeti. It's a Yeti one.
Can you talk to us? Can you talk to us about the speakeasies?
Yeah, is that when
she knows all the passwords?
That thing literally, like, I'm not going to lie, and I'm not trying to be vulgar, but that thing looks like a vibe, like a dildo.
It does.
Like, it does not look cute. Like,
that's how I feel about this thing.
No, pero that looks like a microphone.
Does it, though? Looks like a personal massager. That's what this looks like.
Like, from the Sharper Image?
Yes!
Okay. Sharper Image sold vibrators?
Yeah, the personal massagers. The one that Samantha bought.
Thank you.
That's right. You're right. You're right. You're correct.
I credit it to my wine cube.
I'm going to go refill.
Go refill. Because then we want to talk about children in quarantine.
Oh, my God.
Because this is not going well.
I have no children. So
I know. I'm so jealous of you.
I know. What's it like to have time to do whatever you want?
Wait for him to come back so he can answer.
It's kind of refreshing.
Oh. Fuck you.
I think it's a friend of mine, Jen, an online friend, this girl, Jenny,
What is an online friend?
Like, I know her through people.
An internet friend.
Like, you don't actually know anyone.
I have a bunch of internet friends.
We've never physically met. Like, but she's friends with, like, Q and, like, that.
Oh, Jenny Wake. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, my book club people. They're internet friends.
We comment on each other's stuff, but we've never physically met.
Yeah. I was internet friends with Q for a while.
Yeah.
Exactly. We all were. Like that.
Wait, you're in a book club?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've been reading a lot, more than usual.
I have to start my new book for this month. I've been really bad.
Yeah. But, yeah, so she puts it on things. She goes, so to you guys that are quarantined without kids, how is it? How does it feel?
I was talking to David about it the other day.
Are you getting caught up on stuff? Is like, is a quiet night?
I was getting, well, quiet. I can't deal with like absolute silence, so I have to do something. But I was talking to David about it. Like 6 years ago, this would have been a completely different world.
Oh, yeah. It would have been a completely different experience.
Oh, yeah.
But I sincerely feel bad for him because.
I do too.
I mean, I think a lot of kids that have siblings at least entertain each other, but mine, like, he doesn't. And
mine tried to feed her brother a spoonful of salt and sugar.
Oh, you know.
So maybe the singletons are maybe they're better off.
No, but I've seen yours, you know, having fun in the backyard with the pool and all that.
It's true.
You know?
They do. But it's cute when they get along.
But mine, like, I think I was telling Stephanie the other day. The other day, I looked and he was just spinning around in the backyard, like Wonder Woman 70 style, like this. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's just like, I'm spinning around because I have nothing else to do.
They're so bored and they have nobody to talk to.
And then my mom is like, ¿Por qué tú no juegas con, por qué tú no le tiras en la pelota? And I'm like, Mom, how long do you think I'm going to tirarle la pelota for?
It only lasts for so long.
Like, you know, I've taking him around the block. We've gone for bike rides, you know, because we live by town and country. You know, we go around the lake. We do all that.
I was there the other day.
Yeah, and it's all great. You're out of the house, but at the end of the day, he wants interaction with other children.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. It's not the same. It's like even like Lincoln's been FaceTiming different friends and stuff throughout the couple of weeks, but it's not the same.
You know what he did yesterday, actually, which I thought was cute, but sad at the same time? The next door neighbor, her grandkids were there, and she started talking through the little girl through the fence.
Oh my God, like I'm like in Home Improvement.
and he's like, can I go over? And I'm like, and you know, I know my next door neighbors. I'm like, no, because you know, you gotta respect these quarantine rules.
Right.
And he was talking to the girl through the fence, and I'm like,
what is he though?
So speaking of like, here. So since he asked, what have you guys like told your kids about the virus and like why they're doing school online and why we can't go play with the kids next door and stuff?
I've explained it to him.
I've explained it to him.
And I've told him there's people that have died and they're, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. But I think there's only so much a 6-year-old
yeah.
can.
Yeah.
Do they understand death?
I mean,
Sophie's obsessed with death. My 8-year-old is obsessed.
Yeah, but your kid is weird.
She is yeah, Lydia Dietz.
Yeah, no, like they didn't get the like the big conversation we have, which is why I've told my friends that we're gonna raise a generation of germaphobes. We're raising Patrick Bateman. It's basically what's gonna happen. Because,
okay, but in defense of that, Patrick Bateman was like really hot.
Oh, American Psycho is my jam. Don't get me wrong.
I am so against it. I hate Christian Bale.
I hate Christian Bale with every fiber of my being.
Why do you hate Christian Bale?
I just want to say that I am a longtime Christian Bale hater. I am not just a Batman Christian Bale hater. I've hated Christian Bale since like 1994, whenever that Little Women movie came out when he played Laurie. I've hated him since then.
Is it because you don't like abs? Is that what it is?
It's because he's stupid and he's a bitch.
I love, I'm a longtime Christian Bale person. So, like, I'm a
fucking hate
Christian
him.
Bale. I'm a Christian Bale in Lord of the Sun.
Thank you. So,
like, back Emperor of the Sun.
Emperor of the Sun.
Like,
yeah.
Back in the day, I'm like, you know what movie I love? Reign of Fire. That piece of shit movie, but wow. He looks amazing.
Okay, wait. Universal hold on. Point. You like a lot of piece of shit movies.
I do. I actually like shitty movies. Like, that's my jam. But he looks so good in that movie. Like, good.
I don't think I've ever thought about Christian Bale more than I have now.
So, and American Psycho,
I hate him, and I like American Psycho's okay, but
American Psycho's one of my favorites.
Isn't he supposedly like a horrible human being? Like,
yeah.
Who isn't?
But whatever.
To be completely honest, my least favorite, like, honestly, the movie that I find him the least attractive, the one that I hate the movies in general, is the Batman movies. Like, that does not do it for me. That is not Christian Bale to me. That is, like,
I think they're super overrated.
So, I like him in the Batman.
Wait, what did you say?
I think the Batman movies that he's in are super overrated.
Okay. I don't like the Dark Knight series. I don't like them.
I like him in it because I'm a fanboy.
I'm a fanboy.
But right here, buddy.
I fell in love with the Christian Bale of it all with American Psycho.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm a deep, deep, deep Christian Bale fan. No. Any way I can have him, I'll take him. But me as Christian Bale as Batman.
See, that's how I am about Leo, though.
Well, Leo's Leo. Like,
you don't like Leo?
I love Leo.
I love Leo. I don't care what Leo does.
Leo and Devon Sawa were like my
Devon Sawa. Wow.
I love Devon Sawa. Shut up, Devon Sawa.
Especially in Casper. Oh my god.
Yeah, but Leo and Devon Sawa were like my first, I guess, like, celebrity crushes. Okay. It was them.
You guys don't know what happened to me, and I don't know if I told this to you, Steph. I didn't even know about this Devon Sawa thing. So
I love Devon Sawa. What are you talking about?
So about like last year, I started watching.
His wife and I were pregnant at the same time. Oh.
I started watching.
That's why you love him.
Yeah. No, that's not why I love him. But you're like, Christy,
why do you love him?
Why do you love Devon Sawa? Sorry.
No, I love Devon Sawa just in general. But last year, I had waited a long time. And I didn't want to do it because I was a huge fan of the USA Network version of La Femme Nikita.
Really? Like, with Peter Wilson?
Yes. Like, I was like into that show. Like, that was like my jam.
That was him. I thought that was the other guy. I thought that was Shane West.
No, that's the thing. So here's the thing.
Mandy Moore?
Wrong one. So yeah, you're on the right track.
I swear Shane West was in that show.
No, but here's the thing. No,
the CW version.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I'm not crazy.
No, you're not. So I never wanted to watch the CW version because I was like, no, you can't beat
but
that.
But Shane West was in it.
So I watched the CW version because I have a very also, like, Shane West is,
Did you see the last, like, four seasons of ER that Shane West
exactly. So Shane West, and all of a sudden this guy shows up in the show in the new version of Nikita, not Shane West, this other guy, and he's like this very short haired, like, dirty blonde hair, and I'm like, 30 something year old guy, looks really good looking. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? He looks so familiar. And then finally I was like, I have to IMDb it, fucking Devon Sawa, and he's on the series for like a good couple seasons.
I can assure you, Devon Sawa has not been talked about more in the last 10 years than us right now. Because I don't think Devon Sawa will even be on Where Are They Now.
He showed up, and like, I was like,
No hate.
I was like, this is Casper? I was like, yeah, this is fucking Casper. No, exactly. But I was like, when watching Nikita, I was like, woo. Because again, Nikita's a very action-packed show. People are half naked. They look good half naked. That's the point of that show.
So
you know,
it's like me right now.
Yeah, it's Maggie Q. Maggie Q is like...
That's her name. I was trying to remember her name.
Like, I love Maggie Q.
I love Maggie Q.
So what has Landon been up to? Landon. Shane West been up to?
Well, Shane West...
He's on a show, I think. Isn't he on one of the NCIS shows?
He was on... I'll tell you because I follow him on Instagram. Hold on.
NCIS is one of those shows that has like the highest ratings. And it's like,
I've never seen an episode of NCIS and it has like 20 million viewers.
And I don't know anybody who does, but it's
probably everybody in the Bible Belt.
NCIS.
My dad
like
likes NCIS.
So that's exactly what I just said.
Shane West is in a band.
He's in a band? Yeah.
Shane West is in a band?
He's in a band. Okay. Oh, he was in that shitty show called Gotham.
I like that show, Gotham.
Sure, Bob. He was Bane.
Sure, Bob.
That's right.
Oh my god, yes! I feel like I read about that. You're right.
Here's why I like the show Gotham. The show Gotham.
It's awful.
For listeners who don't know, it was a Batman prequel, basically focused on Jim Gordon.
Is it still on?
No, it ended last year. So here's why.
Oh my god,
like
it was on that long.
Because the moment that Gotham realized, oh wait, it doesn't matter what the hell we do. As long as we go from point A to point B being Bruce Wayne becomes Batman, we can do whatever the hell we want. They went over the top campy, and I love it.
I couldn't. I watched like two episodes, and I was like, nope. Nope, by the
way. Oh, that's
right. Yeah, we tried. Okay. We tried.
Okay, come. I was with you guys. Come back to season two. The minute that they decided, like, oh, wait, Penguin can be in love with the Riddler and sexually fluid and whatever. They're like, they didn't give a shit what happened. As long as we got to the eventual Batman point, I was like, you know what? I'm right. You guys know that you don't, none of this matters. None of this matters.
Doesn't it has Crispin, doesn't it? Or is it another creepy guy?
No, it's not Crispin Glover.
It's another creepy. It's the other creepy guy.
It's the guy, did you ever, the only thing I ever referenced him to, did you watch Accepted?
Yes, I love Accepted.
Okay, I love Accepted. That's one of my favorite movies. I love that movie. So the guy that plays Abernathy Darwin Dunlap, and he's like the weird, that's him. That's the guy that plays the penguin.
Justin Long is like my little child, like my little.
Of course he is.
Justin Long?
Christy
has a very specific type.
Yep.
It's very specific, and she cares for nothing outside that type.
White and nerdy?
Yeah, white and nerdy, basically.
Yeah, basically. Plus Bucky.
Speaking of that, what is Jonathan Taylor Thomas doing nowadays?
I don't know. Not being the voice of Simba, I'll tell you that.
That's cool. That's because Beyonce had her say.
I like Justin Long.
Listen, don't get me started.
You like Justin Long's hard pass?
I don't care about the beehive. Let the beehive come after me.
Actually, what has...
Why do you keep bringing them down upon us? Like... Leave them alone.
What has she done over this coronavirus thing?
Nothing.
Wait, what do you like about Justin Long?
We're having
Christy,
conversations.
You don't know that Justin Long has...
Wait, has the beehive come after you guys? I don't
know. Yeah. No. Okay, I didn't hear that. But she keeps like tormenting them.
Not that popular.
I was like, because that might be a claim to fame.
But that's my... Exactly. Why do you think I do it? Like, because first of all, I don't care for Beyonce. But second of all, like, if we... Like, the only bad press is your obituary. So, why?
Look at what happened to Andrew of Night Owl Cookies.
What happened to Andrew?
With Nicki Minaj.
What happened? I don't know about
it. You guys don't know?
No!
Andrew did a cookie that said, I forget exactly what it said, but it was a reference to Nicki Minaj not getting a Grammy. And the cookie said, I love you... Something, I love you or I want to fuck you more than Nicki Minaj wants a Grammy. Something like that. And he put it on a big cookie. And
I think I remember this.
So he got so much hate from like Nicki Minaj fans. He got death threats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sure. Like it was that bad that he had to like take the post down and report it to Instagram and all that. But his followers like shot up the roof.
Okay, wait. Can we have a conversation about this for like a minute?
Sure.
Why is it that people who are fans nowadays feel the need to issue death threats right off the bat?
I don't know. It's easy. But like send the Swifties after me too because I don't care.
Oh. That's,
I don't give
what
a fuck.
The Beehive and the Swifties?
Wait,
I'll take the Beehive and the Swifties. Bring them on because watch our follower count shoot the fuck up. So I don't care.
podcast@gmail.com. Just feel free. Like just go for it.
Send me mamasatmerlot@gmail.com. Send them. Send them.
And the thing is, like, it's not even full on like celebrities though. It's the anonymity thing. Come on, it's the anonymity. It's nobody feels like that they're held accountable for anything that they say because on TikTok, like these girls have like there's a bunch of different TikTok people that have come out.
Chrissy's also a
boy. I love TikTok. Right, Stephanie, about TikTok?
Because I'm not that bored that I'm not downloading TikTok.
Because I've thought about it like 10 times. I'm like, maybe I'm going to download
then
it.
You
I'm
saw
like,
my post. So and then you saw my post and I'm like, nope.
Bonnie, are you on TikTok? World.
Yeah, I just watch videos though. I don't post anything. But I am on TikTok. I love TikTok.
My brother's on TikTok. And he only
Wait, your brother?
My brother is on TikTok. And
why?
All he does all day is
your
share
older brother?
My older brother shared Donald Trump videos on TikTok.
Isn't your brother almost on my feed?
Yeah, but he's on TikTok.
But here's the thing: that's not my feed. I have nothing political, and that's like what I love about it is that you, based
so,
on Christy life,
follows the 16-year-olds on TikTok.
You create
and
your
the lesbian and the thirst traps.
I have
the,
also
and the lesbian
lesbians.
Thirst traps.
I have lesbian thirst traps all up on TikTok, and it's amazing.
Listen.
All right, wait. I have questions.
I was about to say, did anybody do the Jennifer Lopez challenge?
What is it?
What is the Jennifer Lopez song?
The
Super Bowl dance? Super Bowl?
Oh, that little dance thing? No. Yeah. No.
I don't do the dancing.
Oh, I don't do the dancing. I watch them.
Ish, what did your
I fear? I fell in my own driveway too. A week ago. I don't dance.
I think we all dance. There's a difference between I don't dance and I don't dance.
Oh, I dance. I'm just not dancing.
I'm just not dancing for videos.
Yeah, I'm not dancing on TikTok. Today, I might do the naked girlfriend thing, like where you like film your significant other and you come out naked, but like obviously you don't. You only see the reaction. Yeah,
the whole thing to see the reaction. You of your boyfriend, see,
like, if your
like,
boyfriend or significant other is like doing something, and you come out and you're like, babe, or whatever, and you drop the towel, and the reaction is to see like. What their reaction is.
I was going to say, there are probably way too many people that have seen me naked on social media.
No, I mean, but like you don't
every day.
I see you naked every day.
We see you naked right now.
I am not naked. I am wearing short shorts.
Yeah, but so, the angle that we're seeing you, you may as well
you
be.
May as well
yeah.
be naked.
So, did, Vanessa, since you're on it, did you do the flip the switch? Challenge.
No, I just watch. I don't put. Yeah. I don't do.
What
videos.
The fuck is this? What are all these challenges? What
if
is
you
the
were on it? You would know
exactly.
Oh, I'm
well,
sorry.
I'm not. Exactly.
Sorry. Are we in fucking Fight Club? I can't know yes. about it.
I'm not.
You're not
on
in TikTok.
It,
you don't talk about
it.
TikTok.
People put it on their Instagram.
Yeah,
so
half
you,
the shit ends up on
it.
Instagram.
The flip the switch was. You know that song?
Even J-Lo did that one.
Yeah.
So like you turn off the lights and then you. You do what you change your clothes and whatever.
Our intro from our last episode came from TikTok.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm gonna say this right now. When this quarantine shelter from home thing, whatever, is over, Darian, you and I should do the switch challenge.
Oh my god, you should.
If only because it means that you will then be wearing short shorts and no shirt.
No.
No,
I like that there was no hesitation with that.
No, but the, like
Come
I was
on.
Like,
why
no,
not?
That's like we have as a sponsor Manscaped.
Yeah,
and he was the one. He's the one who set that up, and I always give him credit for doing that type of stuff because I don't do it. And
I
want
to send Dave to that place. The
okay, wait.
So he set us up.
Go, Darian. Hold on. If you go right now, use. Promo code PERO and you'll get 20% off and free shipping.
Look at you plugging shit on our show.
Yeah.
Like, we have our own sponsors, too.
So, anyway, so when he comes back with this, which is great, and they both sent us the whole box, and the box is great. I'm like, wait, how, you know, and they're very modern, so it's all about being kitschy and all that. I'm like, okay, I feel very awkward talking about my dirty bits. Even for a sponsorship
my
commercial
dirty
for a podcast,
bits.
So I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna get around.
So this. Wait, is so, it like Dollar Shave Club, but for like your private parts?
Yeah. Well, no, they send you like a kit. There's a toner.
Yeah.
They
sent us a whole kit, and it's really nice. We got the electric trimmer. We got a lot of accoutrement.
Got it.
As it
we
were.
Didn't get Legos.
We did not get Legos, and I asked for that fucking Legos a bunch of times. I asked for the Rachel Zoe box of style, too. We never got that.
Oh, did you hear we got the Il Maquillage ad this week?
We did, and I want the fucking foundation. Send
I have
foundation,
it. It's amazing.
Gotcha.
Again, but the thing
well,
was,
I want one.
You know, they were like, okay, you know, we want to do an audio spot and social media content. So
you have
I
to shave
like,
on...
Well, I have an idea.
Join me in
live.
My bathroom.
So what I have an idea of what I wanted to do if for social media. But Darian was like, listen, you do the spot. You take care of all that. I will do an unboxing.
So I'm going to do a nice generic unboxing video.
Don't be generic. Don't be a little. Be a little.
Well, kid. Yeah, whatever. But I'm not going to talk about shaving my privates. You know, I'm not. I'm not.
I did.
Well, I know. Exactly.
Oh, my God. Can I film it for you, please?
The unboxing or the actual Manscaped?
No, I want to film issues.
Sounds more fun. I can help. I have lights.
All three of you can film it, and then we'll see which one did the best.
Okay. I'm like a Scorsese of iPhone cinematography, so.
Are you like those people who like shot an entire movie on the iPhone?
No.
I thought she was going to say she's the Scorsese of testicle shaving.
Oh.
I mean, you're not wrong. No, I just take really good pictures of all the food I cook. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You do.
And we've already discussed this. Quarantine cantina.
Mm-hmm. Quarantine cantina. You guys are going to help me set up my business.
So wait, should it be quarantina?
I thought about it. I think quarantina would be good. Also, I was listening to your show last week, and I know that you said something about how quarantine in Spanish is the same word as it is for Lent.
Yeah,
it's not.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's cuaresma.
Yeah.
Oh, cuaresma.
Okay, yeah, people have been calling it cuarentena. I was like,
that's, no, those are, no.
It's not the same.
No.
I was listening to it while I was on my stupid daily slow runs that Ish is very like supportive of.
Run, stop bitch, it. Run.
By the fact that like people are having like four, like three meals a day, like this whole like breakfast.
I cook three meals a day.
I made bread yesterday.
Three meals a day of my life.
Hold on. I'm like a hobbit. I have like seven meals a day.
Yeah, but like that, exactly. That's why like this is amusing me because I'm like,
breakfast,
I wake up in the morning,
second
there's
breakfast,
coffee.
Lunch.
No. All
lunch.
I know.
I wake up and there's coffee.
Is that I'm constantly
watching. Merienda, snack.
Yeah. Dinner.
What is it with you people
late dinner.
Not using dishwashers?
I don't have one.
Because the thing with I have a dishwasher, but then like it's like okay, if I have
this
like two plates and a pot and a pan, it's like, am I gonna turn on the dishwasher?
Thank you.
No, but just load it the whole day and then do it at the end of the night.
No. Yeah, but thank no, but then you. I need
Vanessa?
That pot and pan for something else. No.
Vanessa, I agree with you.
These are
the
my
dishwasher,
dishwashers.
Eso no limpia bien.
Well, I don't
God,
have
I don't
one,
like
so I have no other choice.
I don't feel like things are as clean if they're not coming out of the dishwasher.
No, well, because the dishwasher can steam it.
I think it cleans really well.
I think so, too. It sterilizes it.
Yeah, it sterilizes.
It's super hot in there.
I have used it several times, and when I take out the thing, it still has, like, crust and shit on it.
You're using the wrong soap.
You're doing it right.
You're using the wrong soap.
Yeah, you're using the wrong soap.
Yeah.
Whatever. By eso, yo lo lavo yo, and I'm fine.
Yeah, I used to sterilize Lincoln's baby bottles in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I'm just confused by this whole thing because it's like, literally, I'm waking up in the morning. I drink coffee.
I drink coffee.
Nathan is fed. Then I go to work, well, in my desk. And then middle of the day, Nathan needs food. I make sure he eats lunch. Then maybe I'll think about it and I'll walk into the thing and I'll make some popcorn. And then maybe by the end of the day, if my mom cooks dinner, then I eat that. If not, like, I'll have some, like, this is dinner.
Mm-hmm. That's why you've lost.
Raisins?
You're the only person.
Actually, I've lost 7 pounds.
I've lost you.
I
lost like 12
eight.
Pounds. Stop.
I weighed myself. Today I went to Publix and I weighed myself.
I lost 12 pounds in quarantine because I don't eat.
How have you lost weight?
I don't eat.
Because I have made it a point.
So have I.
To not overeat. I have made
I'm
it a point.
I'm not doing that, but I am like power walking.
Well,
like,
I'm
for
used
example,
to being.
Yeah, for
Stephanie
example,
has, Stephanie hates herself now.
I do hate
she's
myself.
She's walking and shit.
It's not only that. It's not only that. It's that I ordered an entire wardrobe of like athleisure, and I ordered running shoes, and I don't know who this fucking person is.
That happened
what
to me over the summer.
Buy,
I have so much
did,
workout
did
clothes
buy,
and workout
did,
sneakers
did you buy
and
the bottles line.
I did.
No,
I did.
Have not bought Fabletics
I did.
Yet.
I just
I am
ordered
this
it yesterday.
Close to buying fucking. I am this close to buying Fabletics
because we got.
I
gotta,
love Fabletics. Fabletics is amazing.
Okay, wait a minute.
Fabletics is amazing.
I love Demi. I love the Demi, so I'm all,
Monique,
I'm fine.
Monique, you have bought Fabletics?
Yes, I signed up for the thing because they had a really good deal of like it was $24 for two pairs of leggings. I'm like, okay, I'll try, and because they have pockets, the leggings had pockets, and I'm like, I need leggings
true.
With pockets.
Leggings
so
with
like,
pockets are
$25 for two pairs of leggings. I'm like, okay, I'll try it. I got them, and I'm like, this shit is fucking amazing. Like, they are...
that's what everybody says that they're the best. So my problem with Fabletics and the reason I haven't pulled the trigger on ordering them yet is because every time I go to order them, the ones that I want in my size are sold out.
They sell out really
and
fast.
They always have, like,
but
the
they bring
random
them
ass.
Back. But they bring them back all the time. Like, their styles sell out, and then, like, a couple weeks later, they bring them back. Like,
I feel like I always
get,
I'm always left with, like, the random ass, like, bright
listen,
red.
No,
listen,
dude. I have all of my Fabletics shit is black.
I want all...
It is very busy. Okay,
I
she's,
guess.
She's
no. We're not getting the Kate Hudson Fabletics.
No,
we're getting
the Demi Lovato.
Thing. It's the same thing, and
can
I
we,
love both
wait,
of them. So stop.
Can we maybe? Can we get the Kelly Rowland?
Because I have some of the Kelly Rowland stuff too.
Thank you, thank you. Because Kelly Rowland has nothing else going for her. Okay,
It's good though. It's like, but it's good quality. Like the Lycra is really good, and it's compression, and it like holds everything in and. feel good when you wear
Christy,
it.
What are you doing?
What? Thank you.
She's charging up her lightsaber.
That's exactly what she's doing.
Does it vibrate?
Okay, I'm going to catch you up, Darian. Christy's been reading Kylo Ren fan fiction.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Fan fiction.
Oh, God, I can't. Oh!
Wow, to believe I said that kidding, like, I had no clue what she was doing. I just took a stab at it, and, you know.
I have lightsabers. There's multiple ones in my house, actually. Yeah.
I have David's behind me, too, from the fucking Star
So,
Wars.
You know that one of my best friends, his son's middle name is Anakin. And and which, actually, I wanted that Tristan to be Tristan's middle name instead of Atticus. But he beat me to it. And, well, he knocked his girlfriend up. So, yeah, he did. But, wow. anyway, because I always said if I have a kid, I want to name the middle name Atticus. But anyway, so...
Anakin.
So now that the kid is like 10, he started recently watching Star Wars, and he had like,
Anakin. That would be the best.
He had like an emotional breakdown when he realized that Anakin was Darth Vader.
Was the bad guy?
Yeah.
That's why it's dangerous.
You got to tell him that he is like the greatest villain.
The greatest bad guy of all time. Yeah.
Okay, but fair enough. Would it not have been worse if the kid had been like, cool, galactic murderer?
Yeah.
Well, like, considering my kid thinks that the best people are Darth Vader and Kylo Ren.
Me too. I'm totally down with the dark side.
Yeah.
I mean, I even have the t-shirt of the
Darian,
dark side.
You're beyond therapy. Christy, sign him up.
Why would you want to be a Jedi?
Right? And
they're always losing.
They always look dirty. They don't have enough showers.
See, that's my problem. That's my problem is that, like, I need air conditioning, and I cannot live in the desert. Like,
or
I
in
can't.
A jungle. Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah.
No.
So then you're not going to go to India with Darian?
I do want to
go to India.
I want to go to India. I definitely do because my cousin.
I can go somewhere hot on vacation. I don't want to live in it.
Right.
Well, I mean,
my problem
with
India, my only problem with India is I don't know what I would eat in India because I'm not a fan of curry. And I'm a big fan of red meat, and they don't have. And I'm okay with chicken, but I'm not like it's not my favorite thing.
I'm sure you can find a place that has Caesar salad.
So I don't know what I would eat in India because I'm sure even their McDonald's don't have burgers in India.
They have chicken nuggets. They have chicken nuggets.
Right.
I don't like McDonald's chicken nuggets.
What a holiday they don't say. I don't know what to tell you.
No, they have KFC and all that in India.
Yeah, I mean,
she'll just survive on KFC.
I do really want to go to India.
No, India has always been the place I've wanted to in the world to go the most.
My cousin has been twice, and she says it's amazing.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I would have more of a reservation of, well, especially now, of eating in China. In China,
don't eat the bats.
I'm running to McDonald's. Or
no, I'm okay, and I'm like one of those. I'll eat like scorpions in street markets and shit. Like
my parents 2 years ago, my parents went to China and they had the food and they're okay.
Yeah, David's aunt went to China for like 2 weeks, also a couple of years back.
Yeah, but I don't eat. I wouldn't eat the scorpion.
Well, like Jeff, like searched all around Thailand for scorpion, and he found love did not find it.
Oh, that sucks. But Thailand has that. No, that's Singapore. Never mind.
I'm the guy that won't eat the fish with the head on it.
Why?
Oh, hell no.
We did have that.
I don't like that.
Yeah, the head. You know that.
But it's looking at you while you're eating it.
It's looking at you.
Yes. It's looking at you while you're eating it. Like, that's...
If nothing else, guys, though, in Thailand, you can have Thai donuts.
No. Those are real.
You can get that here. That's like saying you're going to go to Italy for chicken parm. Like, that's not real. That's not a thing over there.
Italy, I have no issues eating, quite
no,
frankly.
Obviously. None of us do.
Push comes to shove, I will have gelato every day.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
There's a place I gained weight when I went.
Mm-hmm.
Italy? That's like whenever I've gone to Spain, I've come back like super. I love Spanish food.
I didn't gain weight in Italy because
you're walking everywhere.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're eating your weight of pasta.
I lost weight coming back from Thailand because I didn't eat shit there.
I still am to this day like dumbfounded that you even went to Thailand.
I know, right? I was fucking losing my mind for 2 weeks.
She's like,
how did that happen, Christy?
My best friend,
her best friend
Thailand,
got married. That's the only reason
she wanted to have her wedding there.
Did you go to like Phuket?
We went to Phuket, to Chiang Mai, and Bangkok for 14 days.
Nice. Did he get, like, really cheap massages?
We actually, Jeff loves to tell this story. We actually went to a place to do our nails for her wedding. And while we were doing our nails, they had, like, this, like, section in the back with, like, little beds for foot massages. And so we were there with our boyfriends and husbands and stuff like that. And
so you and Jeff weren't married yet, right?
We were dating. And so the guys, like, while we were doing our thing, they're like, oh, like, they're doing our nails and our pedicures. And then they're like, oh, dude, the men want foot massages or whatever. And the guys were like, yeah, sure, why not? So, like, they sat there and, like, the lady.
And they're so stupid. How did they not see that coming?
And the lady straight up, like, asked Jeff if she wanted a happy ending.
What did he say?
He's like, no, she's. No, I'm good. That's my girlfriend.
I feel like and that's the kind when you take the happy ending. Like,
no, and she
where the hell else are you gonna?
And she straight up told him, "We can close the curtain."
Oh,
privacy.
So sweet, so considerate.
I feel like that. I'm good. I feel like that's the moment when you say yes to the happy ending. Like, you're in a foreign country. It's like it's like an authentic experience.
It's cultural.
It should be on the brochure.
Probably is.
It could be an optional tour.
When you book it through your travel agent.
Oh my god!
Speaking of happy endings, I want to talk about this. I know you guys talked about it on your show. Two of my favorite shows ended this week.
I thought she was gonna say happy endings, and I'm like, yeah, you're like 5 years.
No. I don't actually. You know what? I don't like Casey Wilson, so I'm like not really a fan of anything she does.
What?
Wait, which one's for SNL?
Yeah. Here's why I don't like...
It was the least funniest one on that show.
Why I don't like Casey Wilson. Casey Wilson has a Housewives recap podcast that people rave about. Yeah. However, the one time that I tuned into it, she had just seen Hamilton and she didn't like it and she trashed it. And I was like, I do not need this negativity in my life. So okay. I'm moving on.
So I will say I met Casey Wilson when she was doing... This Hot Wives franchise thing on Hulu.
Yeah, I remember that.
I went to a Hulu up front. I met her. She was lovely. So I'm just going to say I loved her before on Happy Endings. I met her. She was lovely.
Me cayó mal because she hated Hamilton. So
that is a big negative.
But listen,
you need to overcome that, Stephanie, because, for example, one of my favorite movies of all time is Titanic, and it's small piece Titanic. But, like, he hates it with a passion. So I've learned to, like, deal with that over the years.
Wait a minute.
How do you hate Titanic?
Yes, we need to talk about this now.
No, pa tanto.
Why do you hate Titanic?
No, it is actually my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding.
There's so many other better movies.
I'm going to start hanging up on people.
You like shitty Hallmark movies.
Yeah, you have no room to talk here, Chrissy.
You like all those movies you were talking about early.
You have the worst taste in movies.
But I know, here's the thing. It's not that I have a worst taste in movies. I appreciate shitty movies for what they are.
Thank you.
Because these movies know that they're shitty. B-movies know that they're shitty.
Okay, but Titanic is not a B-movie.
Oscars. What the fuck is wrong with you?
But she's saying that, like, I have no taste because I like shitty movies. And I'm like, no, I like shitty movies because shitty movies know that they're shitty.
No.
That's not an excuse. When you guys finish
your
Titanic.
That's a fair argument.
I do not accept that. You like shitty movies because you like shitty movies and they're shitty movies and they're shitty. So
there's bad movies. There's movies that are bad.
When you guys finish your Titanic argument, I know why he hates Titanic, but go ahead.
Why do you hate Titanic? I need to know. Because this might end our friendship.
Do you hate Celine?
No.
The wood?
Oh, my God.
No, hold up. I want to make it very clear. I have seen Celine live.
If you hate Celine, then
we're done.
I have seen Celine live and in concert, and I cannot wait until I see her again.
Okay.
So it's not about Celine.
Is it the piece of wood?
No. I love Celine. Celine is the best. The best thing,
I think Celine, you know, I'm not kidding.
Talks about Rene, I feel it very in my soul.
I think Celine has the potential of being a stand-up comedian.
Oh, yeah. She's hilarious.
She doesn't know how funny she is. Yeah.
I also, that's what makes her funny. I'm obsessed with her relationship with her gay best friend.
Wait, Vane, what makes her funny?
That she doesn't know that she's funny.
Hey, but I want to go back to the fact that I want
to
know why.
Yeah, I need to know why you hate the movie. Oh, no, you love Celine. Let's move on.
I'm going to get there. the reason that Celine does not know that she is funny is because Celine does not understand the humor of the funniness. Like when I have the photo shoot with Vogue and I go with Daddy Cool and I am like, bring the vodka, like, and I have the French fries. Like, it is not because I am French, it is because I am Canadian. And I do not understand why people do not understand why that's funny. That's what she's
saying. I think she knows she's funny.
I think she does too.
Yeah. She does. I think
she's
she
very
does.
Charming. I will give
she
her
is
that.
Charming.
She is funny. She's funny to herself, but she doesn't think she's funny to the populace.
Right, but that's what makes it funny, that she's not like, look at me, I'm funny. Like, she's just being herself, exactly. And it's charming and it's endearing, and that's why it's funny. Okay, but why do you hate Titanic?
I feel like I don't know enough about Celine's personality.
Stop it!
To understand if she's funny or not, but let's go back to why you hate Titanic.
Okay, I will get into Titanic. So wait, I'm gonna preface this by saying this may be my fourth or fifth drink. So
you haven't kept track
of happening.
So coherence.
Look where I am.
I finished my box.
I'm done.
I have to catch up.
I feel right. I need to go get another one.
My box is empty.
No, don't go get another one. You're gonna regret that.
Probably.
No, she's gonna. Se va a tomar su bicarbonato. She'll be fine.
Let's not all attack him at once. Let him finish.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
It's okay because he's probably gonna get a defender right here. So let's go.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You're gonna be the defender because the prosecutor is gonna be on your ass over Titanic.
Hi. I'll help you.
And I cannot maybe formulate a coherent sentence right now.
I would just like to know. Let's get to it.
But generally speaking, number one. And I love movies. I'm big on movies being a long movie doesn't bother me. But I feel like Titanic is long for no reason. Now, in addition to that, I don't buy the love affair. I don't buy it. I don't buy the whole, like, I'd rather be his whatever she says than your whore.
Than your wife.
Mm-hmm. No, she says whore.
She says whore. She says, I'd rather be your whore than his wife.
No, she says, I'd rather be his whore than
your wife.
Right. That to me is like, whatever. That's like fucking dynasty writing. Then the fact that like La Vieja's like, I have this old necklace. And then she throws it away and shit.
I really don't like that she threw it away.
Yeah, I'm like, number one.
But Brittany's guy went and got it.
He did.
I know.
But they had to go to Mars.
They had to go to Mars to get that shit.
I have an answer to the necklace. Okay, go ahead.
But okay, here's the thing. Is it a bad movie? In the grand scheme of things, probably not.
Maybe not. It was the 1997 Oscar winner for Best Picture.
Sorry.
But you know what? Pia Zadora also won Best Actress for Butterfly and the Golden Globe. So you know what? That doesn't mean shit. What I'm saying is, it's an okay movie. It's not that grand of a movie. A lot of it is overacted, overwritten, overscripted, over everything. And it's just like, you know.
Overscripted? I can't.
Well, you know.
Let him go.
The dialogue. I just think it's like, it came out at a time when people were just like, oh my God, I love this movie for whatever reason. It's not that great of a movie.
Because
if it had come out at any other, it's a generic movie at best.
Okay, so.
Attack me.
First off, the necklace. Why she throws the necklace? So they shot a several alternate endings.
They did.
And in one of the endings, she did not throw the necklace. And test audiences overwhelmingly preferred when she threw the necklace.
Test audiences are bitches.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
yeah, I don't
well,
like that. That's
case,
the one part
it
I
won
don't
12
like.
Academy Awards, and it was the highest grossing movie of all time for, you know, up to that point. So test audiences knew, got something right. Obviously, in terms of storytelling, the necklace was there because you needed to somehow, you know, these stories that are through generations and time, you needed to have some type of thread, obviously.
In terms
of the love story, I will give you that the love story is not my favorite part of the movie, but it's not even really about the love story. It's not even really about...
What am I hearing?
It kind of is.
What the fuck is wrong with you two?
No.
They're broken inside.
The love story, I like the love story, But I like everything of the movie, because to me the ship is a character in the movie.
No,
well.
100%.
Wait. Can I interrupt? Keep in mind, Darian is a history buff. So he approaches.
So am I.
No. Wait, hold on. So he approaches this from a, oh, it's a movie about the ship. He is also somebody who like literally watches videos about cruise liners.
But you don't have to be a history person to appreciate
the
significance of the ship in the movie. So that's why there's so much time devoted to the ship, because this is the movie's more than just
you're
their
breaking
love story.
My heart right now,
because their love story, you could have taken that love story and adapted it to something else.
100%.
You put it in the realm of the ship of Titanic and everything that was going on, you
Christy
know,
is so bored right
the ship
now.
Is very much a character. And also what
that's how
I
feel
love,
when you guys go on about Grey's, because I don't know what's happening.
What I
listen,
love,
Grey's fucked me up today. So
what I love about
that
movie,
bored I just
that,
have thoughts that nobody's gonna agree
that
with.
Half of that movie, and it is literally half of the movie, an hour and a half, is the ship sinking.
Yes.
So you feel that you are almost in real time on the ship while it's sinking. And that, I think, is genius, because they could have just have the collision with the iceberg. Oh my God, things go to hell. The ship sinks. I love
you. Yeah.
And that's it. But there, it's an hour and a half in the movie. So it's like by the time the ship sinks.
But that's what the movie's
you
about.
Feel you have been on the damn ship sinking with the people.
Am I the only one that gets cold watching that movie? Like when the ship starts sinking,
absolutely.
I get cold.
No. I get cold watching the movie too. And then obviously the historical.
I get cold inside.
The historical aspect.
You're dead
of
inside.
The movie, I mean, for God's sake.
I'm dead inside, and you're dead inside.
James Cameron went.
Come to next.
That's
me.
A different
to
kind
the
of
original
dead.
Original people who like wove the carpet of the Titanic to get the blueprints of the same carpet. So I.
Stephanie, hang up on him.
It's a great movie. I think it's one of the best movies of all time.
I agree with you. It's my favorite movie. Ask me how at 11 years old I convinced a bunch of different people to take me to see. I saw the movie 12 times in the theater at 11 years old. Wow. How?
You beat me. I only saw it
how?
Six. I only saw it six.
That is
I
way
watch
too many
it,
times.
I watch it at least once a year. At least.
But that's my.
Actually, the that, first that day is, of the quarantine, that's what I chose to watch.
But I will say
I think
that
I'm going to watch
that
tomorrow while I'm working.
Do it.
That is an underlying issue.
You're working on a Saturday?
Monday. I don't know what day it is anymore, man. It's today, tomorrow, yesterday, the day before. There's no Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Say hi.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Say hi.
Hi. Is that Zoom?
Huh?
Is that Zoom?
This is Zoom,
this
yes.
This is Zoom.
But why did the children do Zoom three times and the adults did it five?
We can do Zoom with our kids.
We could do Zoom, well, later tomorrow, not now.
Tomorrow, Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Okay. Continue with the Titanic.
It's funny when it's not your child.
I was going to say, the thing that you guys all have mentioned is that, excuse me, that was my text.
Yeah.
Because of the Titanic. Oh, when the Titanic. So I feel like a movie with a romance element should stand on its own, not have to rely on the sentimentality of like, oh, when all those people died, oh, how I feel about that, because it's projecting itself onto other things. It's not in the movie itself.
But this is not. But the movie is more than just about their love story. Their love story is, you know, part of it. It's the biggest part of it, but it's also very much about the ship.
Is it really?
If not, you know what it would have been? You know, a movie tried to copy Titanic and failed miserably.
Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
Oh my God, Pearl Harbor is awful.
Miserably, because they tried to copy Titanic.
Yes.
Even from the Faith Hill song, you know.
Hold on. $10 says Christy loves Pearl Harbor.
Not a horrible movie.
There we go.
But what I can tell you is regarding Titanic, that it's a really cool historical movie about a sinking of a ship and a girl that has
a tryst, but not a love affair.
Did you hear what he
Thank
said?
You.
What? He said, why is this mom still without a shirt?
Because he doesn't own any shirts.
He doesn't own shirts, Poppy. I'm sorry to tell you.
It's about a girl that has a tryst.
I feel he should know this by now. But I agree. It's
like a tryst. She's having fun with her wild side.
So what's wrong with that? You've never had a weekend hookup on a cruise?
Yes, it's not a great love affair. I wouldn't have fucking right. died for the guy.
She didn't Chris, die for the guy. He died for her.
As has been proven, he fit right. on the piece of wood.
Yeah, wait. I don't buy the love affair. He died for her. I would never die for a guy on Christy. A cruise.
I don't know that I would die for my husband.
Exactly.
Titanic is the cinematic equivalent of Wolf of the Summer.
Wow.
I agree.
Where Demi Lovato is just like, I would die for you. I'm like, bitch, you knew this girl for like maybe three months at that.
Okay. I would suggest that you go back and watch it, because the problem is that the character of Rose was already like really depressed when the movie
Yes. Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. My upper crust privileged life is so hard.
No, it
is hard. I won't say that, because of the fact that, like, she was in that time period, women had no choice. And she was basically in a marriage because she had no choice, because that's what she was supposed
also,
to do.
Also, her family was on the brink of bankruptcy, and she had to, like, her vagina had to save them.
Yeah. Yes. But her whole thing was to me, her mom was not a love affair. It was a guy that she met that she had the hots for.
And as her mom reminded her when she was practically choking her with a corset was about to like break her in half, you know, she didn't really have a choice in the matter.
Okay,
which was
can I just say
at that
no?
Also,
no.
Retrospectively speaking, she wouldn't have even been married to him that long, because he shot himself in 1929 with the stock market crash.
Yes, yes.
So whatever,
yes. She would have
right,
been.
With
fine.
That all said,
she would have been okay.
She would have gotten all the money.
Between Leonardo DiCaprio and Billy Zane, I would have chose Billy Zane.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hang up on him.
Hotter.
What?
Billy Zane used a child to save his life.
I have a child.
Whatever. Survival of the fittest.
Ish. I'm there with you.
Mine is not strong enough.
What the? I am flabbergasted that you would choose Billy Zane.
I'm there with you. I'm there with you, except for the fact that he's a dick that, like, hit her.
But he's always a dick. He's a dick in every role he plays.
Yeah, he has bad guy face.
In Back to the Future?
He has bad guy face.
You do not see him in Back to the Future.
He was the shit about
him. He would tie you up, but then he'd let you go eventually.
You guys don't understand.
Listen, Leo is a tie-up kind of guy, too. Have you read about what he does to people?
Oh. Listen,
he'll get it, so it's fine.
I could definitely see Billy Zane being a little bit like.
Anyway, what I was saying before the tying up was that you don't understand. This was like a point of contention between him and I for a very long time. That I just thought I was like, we need to stop talking about it. Because like I wouldn't let it go. I was like,
actually,
I wouldn't.
I don't even know when was the last time we legitimately spoke about this before today.
It's been like 10 years. I was like, we need to move past this.
Well, look, I have the perfect point to move on from this, and I'll just give you one little snippet. So at the time that the movie came out, like, I went to see it, I think, twice. I went to see it once with my friends, and then I went to see it with my mom and my stepdad at the time. My stepdad at the time was this, like, super from a campo Cuban guy, like, super.
Your mom got married after your dad died?
Fake. Like,
oh, a common law marriage?
Wait, yeah, like, you know, I called him. That's why I didn't say my mom's. Yeah. Like, I didn't have to call, like, this.
I didn't know you. I've never heard that before.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You've never heard that?
No.
Yeah, it's hilarious. You don't have to call the 60-year-old by your mom's boyfriend.
Got it.
And he was, like, super, like, not very. He was kind of ignorant, very, you know, but he was, like, the guy that could get shit done. Like, not book smart at all, but super street smart. Right. And see the movie. At the end of the movie, it's over. And I'm like, oh, come on. Did you like it? Like, it's all in Spanish, so I didn't speak English. He's like, did you like this? And he goes, yeah, so it was good, but qué mierda. He's like, what a lie. There's no way that big ship could have sunk.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did he not know that it was a historical
event? That legitimately made it was a the best thing. Way to segue to something else. Like,
I have no words.
Well, they did say Titanic was unsinkable.
They did.
I have no words.
Okay, but can we
circle back?
Okay, can we just say one last thing?
Wait, I think Vanessa has something to say.
No, I have no words.
Okay, do you have a favorite scene in the movie?
Do I have a favorite scene in the movie?
Yeah, do you guys have a favorite scene?
The hand on the glass of the stagecoach.
That whole
My favorite scene is, which I think it's a beautiful scene, the way it was shot. The very first scene she comes out when the door opens.
Oh, and that's a good one, too.
And it kind of pans over. I think that's just, in terms of cinematography, it's such a beautiful scene.
I think my favorite scene might be, and I always, just because I love Victor Garber in this movie. Victor Garber is another guy.
Andrew.
That he always plays like an asshole. He always plays an asshole. Typically speaking, he always plays an asshole, but like he was very gentle in this movie, and I hope that Thomas Andrew was this way, but whatever, we don't know. I love when he actually tells her that Isink is gonna ship, the Isink is gonna sink. Like everybody's always like, oh,
when he apologizes to her,
and he like takes her aside. He's like, do what you need to do. You need to get off the ship. Like this is going down. There's nothing that anybody can do to stop it.
I love Victor.
Like I love Victor Garber.
I fell in love with him in this movie.
Yeah, the first thing I ever saw him.
If you're a CW person, Victor Garber.
Oh yeah, he's in
everything. So maybe you guys.
But I fell in love with him in this movie.
Maybe you guys know this. Maybe you don't. The scene where Ismay is talking to the captain that they're in the Parisian cafe.
Yeah.
If you notice, there's a woman in the background.
Okay.
Supposedly. One of the reasons why they knew that Ismay was pressuring the captain to go faster was because this woman overheard them during lunch at the Café Parisien in the ship talking about that. And Ismay was, you know, real life, he actually was, they tried him for negligence.
Yeah.
And she was one of the biggest
witnesses
about that. And it's so neat because that comes out in the movie. If you don't know it, like you won't catch it.
You'll miss it, yeah.
You'll miss it, but she is in the background in that scene.
Was Ismay in Emperor's New Groove?
Go to bed.
That's Yzma.
Why are you awake?
Why do we
Nathan, why are you awake? Nathan!
Come here.
I love
Hi,
that.
Hi, handsome.
Trying to put her kid. What's up? Trying to put her kid to sleep while holding a lightsaber.
Hey.
It's a typical night at the market.
Hi.
Yeah. It's Jeff's probably.
Okay, wait. So I want to circle back. I want to circle back to Modern Family and Schitt's Creek because they both ended.
Wow. We no habíamos.
I don't know where that how that we got on that tangent. But I want to circle back because I love both of those shows. And for me, I've been watching Modern Family since day one, but I was super late to the Schitt's Creek party, and I didn't get into it until December of this past year.
So good.
So, has everybody seen both finales, number one?
I have not. I saw the finale of Modern Family, Schitt's Creek. I'm on season, like, 4 or 5.
Schitt's Creek, I haven't seen the finale. Modern Family, I'm a whenever I'm bored situation.
Okay, so Vanessa, I'm not a big... I'm not a big crier. No, I don't think Vanessa has seen either of them.
I've seen some of Modern Family, but I haven't. I have no idea where I stopped. I need to go back to it.
I'm not a big crier, but for whatever, I know why. But Schitt's Creek,
Lila.
For has had me like fuck me up. Like it fucked me up.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
It fucked me up.
About the penultimate episode.
So I started probably about midway through that episode, and then the last episode, like, just continued because we saw the last two episodes earlier today. So
where are you watching the final season? Because the final season is on Netflix.
On Pop.
Where's Pop?
I'm watching one day at a time.
It's an app.
Oh, it's an app. Okay.
Yeah, it's an app. If you have a regular cable subscription, you can log into it.
Okay. Because Netflix has up to season 5, I think.
Yeah. And season 5 was great. Season 5 won, you know, was what won them best comedy series at the Emmy.
No, they didn't win best.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Did.
Wait, the Emmy?
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Lena.
That's great.
See, Jeff kept his shirt on today.
Aw, he missed the shirtless party earlier.
He did.
I'm disappointed.
Hello, I think Chrissy's unplugging headphones. So
she's muted. Hi, Jeffrey.
This is my life.
Hi, Jeff. We know. We are completely aware of your life, Chrissy.
I cannot speak anymore.
Are you drunk?
Very much.
That's the best part about our show.
I know. I love that. I love that we can bring this happiness and like relaxed vibe to our guests. It's wonderful.
So I started drinking at 5 o'clock.
Good job.
Which was when DJ Hot Pants does his Divas happy hour. Then I had another happy hour for like an hour and a half, and I kept drinking. And I don't know what's happening right now.
He's going to fall asleep.
Yeah, for sure. So for whatever reason, like,
Chrissy, are you protecting us?
For whatever reason, when it comes to David Rose, like, I cry. Like, whenever David has, like, real emotions, I get so broken up. And this whole season with Patrick, and, like, everything from last season with Patrick, and then, like, this, just the culmination of where they go, for me, I was legit, like, it wasn't even, like, a little bit choked up. Like, I was, like, I had a steady flow of tears. Mm.
Yeah, but that's why the second to last episode was much more emotional for me. Because I felt like that was the episode where they decided, we're going to just touch on all these beats.
Is that the episode where he sits on the car with TV?
Yes.
Because that's where I started.
Okay.
Man, I got to hurry up and get to season 6.
Yeah, so legit, that episode is where I start. Like, I saw it from the beginning. But I just started, like, tearing up and crying. I was just like, these people hated everyone in this town, and I love.
Yeah, and then I've come to the realization. Okay, so I've told you guys how I have like parameters for crying, right?
Yes, we know.
So I've come to this conclusion, and I think I started to realize it when I started watching the reboot of Queer Eye. Is I get very stop it.
Stop.
No, because if you hate Queer Eye. No.
Ismael.
I do not like the new version.
You what?
I don't like the new version.
Yeah, I'm just going to move on.
You've broken our hearts enough this week. Like, let's...
I can't get it. I can't have any more from you today.
Mostly the one person that I'm sure you like, so we'll keep going.
Stop. I know where you're going. Just keep going.
Why, you don't like Anthony? He's like Anthony.
No,
you not like Anthony.
It's not Anthony.
You don't like Anthony.
It's
I'm
not Anthony.
Me.
I like Anthony, but he's not my favorite.
It's not Anthony.
I don't have any opinions on Anthony.
It's JVN.
It's JVN.
No.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, it's not JVN. I thought you didn't like him. Okay, fine. Who do you not like then?
If it's Tan, you're gonna break my heart. Tan is my favorite.
And Jonathan.
Oh,
JVN.
That's okay.
Jonathan.
I like Jonathan, but he's not my favorite.
With JVN. It's like, bitch, if your hair is that much in the way, put it in a fucking
pot. Oh, no. I'm all about Anthony, so I'm okay with your JVN.
Yeah, I'm a tan.
I love JVN.
I do,
too. I don't mind. I like him. I think he's hilarious. You have any idea what we're talking about, DJ?
I do. I saw the original. The
I love the original.
The reboot I haven't seen.
It's good.
It's really good.
I'm going to look it up for you right now because I can't remember.
Anthony does an entire
shot-for-shot remake of the intro to American Psycho.
It's true, and it's good.
It's fucking amazing.
It's really good. So the new Queer Eye made me realize that I used to have 3 parameters for crying. I now have 4.
Mm.
And the new, the one that Queer Eye opened up to me is that, like, I cry when I see LGBTQ people, like, just doing things that normal people could do.
Going to the groceries?
No, man. Fuck you.
LGBTQ, they're just like us.
No, but I mean, like, when they struggle, like, I can't deal with, like, it makes me really sad, not sad or happy, I don't know, whatever emotion it's supposed to be. Like, people coming, like, struggling to come out to their families, and, like, people, like, struggling to date people of the same sex. Like, all of that, like, it gets me, like, I don't like to see people suffer, and for me, I've had a lot of interpersonal relationships with LGBTQ across the board, and when I see them being able to do the things that are just, like, regular to you and I that they were not able to do, I get so happy. So
wait, what are your other three?
Musicals.
Uh-huh.
Disney movies.
Okay.
And then, like, some stuff when it comes to Link.
Okay. That's
some stuff, not all of it. Movies. Not all of the Link stuff, okay. Just some stuff.
Not all of the Link, but some of it.
I cried the first time I saw it, but last week, because, you know, we have Disney Plus, I saw it again.
Onward?
Broke down on Up again.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but the first time I saw it, it took me by surprise. I was sitting in my friend's house, and she just had it on, and I was watching it, and I'm like, what the hell is happening? I had, like...
Did I mute myself now or later?
Oh, and Chrissy, it started. Hold on. Chrissy hates it.
Do you have a heart?
No. I'm learning so much about you people, and I don't like it.
You know, Chrissy says she hates Up because she can't relate to the old people. Chrissy, you are old people.
You are the old people.
You are the old people.
Our age.
The reason why I showed Up was because Tristan that day had a balloon. I don't know where he got a balloon and kept calling it an Up balloon because it had helium, right? And he kept calling it an Up balloon. And I'm like, oh, let me show you the movie. So I showed him the movie and he's like, Papa, what's wrong? Because I was like, what? I was like, control yourself.
Yeah, no, that's how. Disney movies in general, like, get
especially
me.
Pixar.
Musicals, musicals, but, like, even musicals where it's not really like an emotional music. Like, I cried in Book of Mormon.
I cried in Mean Girls the other day.
I do too. I cry when I listen to Legally Blonde. I cry to it. I
they were like, be yourself, and I was like, yes, bitch, be yourself.
I cry listening and singing along to Somewhere That's Green from Little Shop of Horrors. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. By the way, Ish, I was in Little Shop of Horrors in high school, so
I brought her honey because she had a sore throat.
She did. It's true.
My mom was like, the fuck happened to the honey? We just bought it. I was like,
you know what other Pixar movie caught me by surprise was
have you seen Onward yet?
Oh,
no.
So good.
It's really
good. Oh my God, it's so good.
It's so good.
Was what is it, the Me Inside? The
Inside Out?
Inside Out.
Oh, so good.
The part with the imaginary friend.
Oh my God. Inside Out.
We just watched that like a week and a half ago, and I was like,
Inside Out is stupid.
Didn't like it either.
I think Chrissy's just doing it on purpose now.
I don't think that Chrissy remembers what it's like to be a child.
No, because it was 1,000 years ago.
Animated movies don't get to me. I don't like animated movies.
Hang up on her, please. I don't know how. Hang up on her, Stephanie.
I don't get emotional for animated movies.
What?
The fuck is wrong with you? Did you see Onward?
No, Jeff won't let me.
Oh, yeah, no, she can't.
No,
she'll cry for Onward for sure. Just like I haven't seen Coco. Coco's okay.
I love Coco.
You can do Coco.
I ugly cried.
Coco's really good. I can't.
But you could do Coco. But Onward has a dead dad. I don't know that you could do that.
I ugly
even
cried
though
for
it's
Coco.
Definitely more.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love Lion King. It's my favorite.
More about the relationship with the brothers than it is.
That's what I heard from Jeff.
Yeah,
which that would still get me.
Yeah, it'll still get you because it got me. I was about to say I don't have a brother. Oh my God.
Also, Onward is basically like D&D.
Oh no, Vanessa, you have a brother.
I do.
Okay,
we know about Vanessa's brother.
Okay, so LGBT.
We also know about Chrissy's brother. Don't start, Chrissy. I told you I would stop.
Ish, have we ever told you about Chrissy's brother?
No.
Chrissy's brother is super hot.
I'm not allowed to talk about him anymore.
He's a former pro baseball player.
Oh wait, this sounds very familiar.
Yeah, they showed you a picture and everything.
He's a recruiter for the Red Sox. He's super fucking hot.
I'm like drunk, but this sounds familiar.
To the point that wherever we go to Nathan's birthday parties, or whenever we go to like a gathering of Christy's family, we kind of just sit, Vanessa and I just kind of sit back and we're like,
I don't do it anymore because she did it to me and I don't like it. I tasted my medicine and it is bitter.
Here's the thing with me with Ale is that I've known Ale since he was like 7 years old.
That's how I feel about Mikey. Like, Mikey's always been the little kid that can swallow his tongue, exactly. And like, that's Mikey.
People tell me my brother's hot and I'm like, whatever. But
your brother looks like your brother looks like your dad. To me, like, your dad is like my other dad. Like, I can't.
It's true.
I can't do it.
Okay, so Stephanie, so yes. LGBTQ stuff.
Sorry, Disney, I got
musical, LGBTQ, they're just like us. Right, go ahead.
LGBTQ Disney musical
link. That's the title.
Oh, okay.
Kids stuff fucks. I will tell you, kids stuff has, ever since I had a kid, kids stuff fucks. I can't watch that shit anymore.
Kids stuff didn't used to fuck me up, and now.
But now it does. Like, I used to watch, I was a Law and Order person.
We're so pathetic.
Like, I could watch Law and Order like nobody's business. And now you give me one episode that it involves a child?
I will say I was very proud of myself because I watched the entire.
I can't anymore.
I watched the entire documentary of Trials of Gabriel Fernandez.
No, I can't watch that.
I didn't cry at all.
I broke down in the first episode when they showed his body.
I didn't. I didn't, and David couldn't finish it. I had to finish it without him, but I didn't. I was, trust me, like I felt it. It was hard to watch, but I didn't cry.
I was way more badass before.
But you know what it is? I was upset. Agreed. I was mad. I was like so mad that somebody did that.
You know what recently really like got me? Did you guys see Dr. Sleep?
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet.
I love the scene with the little boy.
I thought it was great. But the scene with the little boy, when they were killing him, the little boy.
Yeah.
That little boy even screamed like Tristan. And I was like,
because I can't pay attention right now. I'm sorry. I understand what you're going through right now. But the fact is that, like, just with the visual that I'm getting from Ish, like, is this Pornhub or is this a Zoom meeting? I know. I was going to say, the way that you're positioned right now, like, definitely looks like you're 100% naked.
Maybe. I think that's the title. Is it Pornhub or is it a Zoom meeting?
Oh, man.
Don't give him any ideas.
Can't give him ideas. He's had these ideas. I'm so happy we're recording this.
This is all on video. It's like another level.
I'm gonna get more wine. So yeah, those are the only four parameters I cry about. And then the Modern Family, like I saw the little documentary before, and they did a whole chunk of it was about Cam and Mitch's wedding. And Cam and Mitch's wedding, when it first aired, I was like a fucking disaster. So then I had to relive all of that. And then I got to the end of Schitt's Creek, and it's been a lot in the last few
years. Actually, I thought in their wedding, the part when he said, oh, I'm going to, let's take a walk. That part was.
Oh, no. I love Jay. I love Jay.
Well, because I thought that they, with that, I thought they did a very realistic approach. Because
I agree.
There's a lot of people who like, are open-minded enough to accept it, but just don't know how to like how to act around it and what's right, what's wrong. You know, there's still a bit of awkwardness. So I thought that the show very effectively.
No, and then even so, in the last episode when they're all finally hugging goodbye, and he's like, oh, you know, your son is leaving, and Jay said both my sons are leaving.
Yeah,
I was like, oh.
Did you like how it ended?
I did. I heard why you wanted something else.
Yeah, I wanted them all to stay together. Like,
but here's the thing, is that in a lot of finales, I get what you said about, like, Everybody Loves Raymond, Sex and the City ended a similar way, too. A lot of finales end with, like, the main group dispersing, though.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. But I felt that with the obviously with the kids, yes, because the kids are going to grow up and make their life. But it's like, they all have beautiful homes in L.A. It's like, you know, like...
Well, that's one of the things that when we first started watching Modern Family, Dave was like, this is not Modern Family. This is Modern Rich Family.
Yeah. Upper class, you know. Yeah.
Upper middle class family.
Yeah. Did he go pee?
Probably.
Somewhere. Probably. I love Modern Family. I think it was consistent from start to finish. I didn't think it was ever like a drop off. A lot of shows have like a drop off where they become like.
I think it's been one of the few shows that the kids grew up and they knew what to do with them. Like, yeah, they very much were still part of the storyline. They weren't just mm-hmm. background characters.
Except in this last season, I feel like they did Haley dirty this last season because she was really... She wasn't even in the episode. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything for... Am I going to spoil things for people?
I don't care enough.
Okay. In the episode
where
Phil's dad dies, like, Haley's not in the episode.
Was it that she just didn't film as many, or...?
Yeah. Somebody noticed it and, like, tweeted Sarah Hyland. And Sarah Hyland has had, like, her fair share of health issues.
She has a lot of health issues.
She has, like, kidney problems, I think.
I'm out of
breath. But she said that she just wasn't written into those episodes for whatever reason.
Mm.
So yeah. She was like, and she tweeted, she's like, you would think I would be in the episode for my grandfather's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't. So
spoiler alert, damn it!
I just asked about spoilers!
I said I haven't seen it. I said that 20 minutes ago.
But you know what, though? The fact that such a large cast and they were able to keep them all together that time and nobody left or anything, that's also, because that's almost impossible. You know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because even Aunt Becky got written out of Fuller House.
She did get written out of Fuller House.
Got written out of Fuller House because she's shady as fuck.
Actually, she didn't even get written out. They just didn't talk about her.
Yeah, we cannot be like Supernatural.
I like the way that Modern Family ended. I feel, you know, I think it was right. I was really disappointed. Not disappointed, but I was kind of like, that Mitch didn't get that job. Cam didn't get that job and then ended up, you know, I thought that he was going to get it and they were going to move because that's usually...
Mm-hmm.
When shows are ending, they have like a reason to split the characters up, and one of them is usually because somebody gets a job and moves or whatever.
Yeah.
Very like, you know, Rachel and Friends moving to Paris or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was surprised when he didn't get it, and I was like genuinely surprised when they called him. I thought it was gonna end up like, oh, we're just gonna stay together in LA and we're gonna have like, you know, whatever. I literally thought it was gonna end like that, and then that last minute like phone call like did take me by
surprise. Yeah. Did you guys like how Friends ended?
I remember when Friends ended, and I remember I was at a friend's house, and I was like, we watched it together, and we were, you know, crying. Like, I still watching that last episode, I still get emotional when he's sitting in there and he's talking to the voice, the Andy machine. He's like, did she get off the plane? Did she get off? And she walks in. She's like, I got off the plane.
I cry hysterically.
I still get like goosebumps. I still get, like if it's the first time I've watched it.
I liked it. I mean, in terms of like nitpicking it, I would have just liked to have a little bit more time with Ross and Rachel together.
Yeah, I agree. Because, but I was a Ross and Rachel shipper from the beginning. I hate the season, like that couple of episodes where they tried to make it happen with Joey. I hate it.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
No.
I did. It didn't feel natural.
I think it didn't feel natural.
I do acknowledge that Friends doesn't age well, a lot of shows
don't age.
There's a lot of gay jokes.
There's a lot of transphobia. Things like that don't age well, but also like those things weren't accepted at the time. I'm also like very aware of like cultural zeitgeist. So
look at that big word.
That's one of my favorite words.
I think that of course there are references like the ones you said that are dated.
Like, the whole thing with Chandler's dad, like, that's a lot of transphobia. It's hilarious. It's super funny. Oh, look, there you are.
Is it transphobia, though? Because, like, it's his dad. I try to put myself in his shoes. Like, how would you feel if your dad all of a sudden went from being your dad to being...
No, I understand that part. And, like, as a drag child club of that, performer. Like, trying to cope for that. Yeah. But, like, in the grand scheme of things, it is transphobic. So like as like a third party, yes.
I think it's great that it was Kathleen Turner, though.
Yes.
I love
that. She's amazing. That was the best part about that.
She looks so comfy right now.
I love Kathleen.
But I think
that the basis, I wish I was laying down.
I think that the basis of most of the jokes, I still think are hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I agree. I still laugh at Friends, like if it's
me too.
New. So me too. I'm
I'm telling you that the scene, my favorite episode is this episode.
You and I have the same favorite episode.
The
I think.
Transponder.
Yeah,
the that's my favorite.
That's
that
episode,
episode is called the one with the embryos. That's the name of that episode.
Well, yeah. Are you in
that's
there, little fetus?
My favorite in 9 months, episode.
Will you come greet us?
All time.
But
that's
but
the
very
whole
tied, thing. Very 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 tied to that one. Almost like up there is the one in the last season. With the tanning.
Oh my god, yes!
Oh my god. How do you count to five? Mississippi?
One, two, three, four. Listen, we did early on in the early.
I think it was our 10th episode. We should do it again.
We should. We did like a top 10. We did a Mount Geekmore Friends episode, and that those two were literally my top two.
Yeah.
The one with Ross's tan. Season 10 isn't the greatest, but there's like four or five episodes that really, really stick out in that season. Because the one where Joey speaks French is in that episode, in that season also. And that's a great fucking episode.
Je m'appelle Blue.
But that episode on...
When they asked...
You can do a duet of Ebony and Ivory.
No, when they asked, where did you go get that tan? And Chandler's like, what's that
the
place?
Sun.
The sun. And I like...
And Bray's chick is a bitch, but she sure can dance.
Oh my god, the episode with Ross's laughing. Teeth, when Phoebe sees when his white teeth, like, and she's like, demon!
When she goes, can you believe it? I've never had any professional blonde.
I love
Jennifer. I love Coolidge. Her. She's amazing.
I think that we are making a huge mistake by not letting Jennifer Coolidge play Carol Baskin in the Tiger King like dramatization that they're doing.
Okay, are they really doing one?
Can we talk about Tiger King though? Have you guys seen Tiger King?
Yes.
Christy
hasn't. I just want to say that Donald Trump actually spoke about the party.
Yes. He said he wasn't aware of it, but that he would look into it.
But that it actually reached that level.
If Donald Trump pardons Joe Exotic.
Listen, I don't know how I feel about that. Because, like...
I'd be okay with it.
But, like, okay, so, like, I would be okay with it on the murder for hire part of it. But he abused those
the
tigers.
Animal abuse charges.
Yeah, it's the animal abuse charges that bother me.
Yeah.
Look, I think...
I don't care if he kills Carol. Like, fuck that bitch.
I think that Donald Trump...
Kill all the humans, but save the fucking
tigers! Save the tigers!
Donald Trump, if Donald Trump doesn't win the re-election, he'll be like, you know, fuck this shit. I'm gonna go out with a bag,
release
and I'm gonna
pardon
so Exotic.
I'm gonna give the people what they want. I'm gonna pardon.
Listen, Donald Trump is like two breaths away from being Joe Exotic, okay? Like, all he's missing is the tigers.
Listen, I think that, like, it will be the one thing that we can all, as American citizens, rally around that Trump does. Is pardoning.
It would be like, I would totally, just because it's funny, I would 100% support Trump.
And like, if Trump doesn't get reelected, he'll do another season of The Apprentice.
Oh my god.
And Joe Exotic will be in it.
And, oh my god, Carol Baskin should be on it too, though.
Bring them both on it. Yes. Put them on different teams. Put one on Don Jr.'s team. Put one on Ivanka's,
team.
Oh my god,
but like, Joe Exotic needs to be on Ivanka's team. Joe Exotic needs to be on Ivanka's team.
Why? Why would
he
be on Ivanka's team?
Because
he needs
I want
to be
it.
On Junior's team. I want him to hit on Don Jr.
Oh my god, do you think he would turn him?
Apparently, Joe Exotic.
He can turn anybody. He turns his husband. His two husbands in like the beginning of the docuseries were straight. They were fucking straight. All he needed was meth and tigers.
What the fuck?
You need to watch Tiger King, damn it.
He may have been bi at best.
He had meth and tigers. He won.
They both said
he had meth and tigers.
Straight.
He won. They both said
they both said that they were straight, but
they
he
did.
Was giving them like money and drugs. So
yeah,
they were trained
and ATVs and trucks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Turn me for that.
What more do you want?
I want an ATV.
That's a country. That's a country song that writes itself,
it really
sir.
Does.
I was so
oh my god,
disappointed.
And the videos, the music videos. I can't.
I was so disappointed because you know when I think about this, I think about you, Stephanie, a lot. Since you were like, you gotta watch it.
Hold on. For context, DJ and I very frequently go back and forth. Like, oh, you need to watch this true crime documentary. Watch this one. So we're always like recommending true crime.
And the show
we're both walking true crime junkies. So I told him for like a week, I was like, you need to watch Tiger King. Like,
there's a new episode coming on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Happy Easter, everyone.
I was so disappointed when I fell asleep watching the first
episode. I know. And he watched the first episode and he's like, I saw 10 minutes of it and I fell asleep. And I was like, how?
How do you do that? That first episode is so like,
and then like 3 days later, he calls me and he was like, I was up until 5 o'clock in the morning watching Tiger King.
I couldn't let it go. I couldn't
it's
let,
so
let
good.
It go.
I'll be right back.
But I knew, like many people did, Carol Baskin, the moment I saw her, I'm like, no.
Se cayó mal, right?
At the moment. Okay. The moment I saw her.
Say something?
Of course. Say something.
So, about Carol Baskin, I was listening to... And
she totally fed her husband to the fucking tiger.
Oh, I totally agree. But I was listening to NPR's... pop culture happy hour analysis of Tiger King, and they were like, oh, justice for Carol, like Carol was, you know, mistreated about with this documentary and blah blah, and all I could think of was like, the fact that NPR, which is the epitome of white people, thought this speaks volumes.
What the fuck kind of, I'm tagging in,
you're tagging Jeff in to talk about Tiger King. Hey, Jeff! You're talking
about Tiger King?
Yes.
Yes.
Don't be distracted by Ish Naked.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never distracted by Ish Naked. Hello, Facebook. I see it daily. It's my morning wake up.
Yeah. Whether you want it or not, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
I was very sad on meeting day because he had to put a shirt on.
Oh. At one point, he had his leg up. It was very distracting.
Yeah, like if you didn't know better.
Look at it. Mira esto.
We're recording.
So,
I assumed.
We're recording.
Oh, okay.
Tiger King, anyway.
New episode Sunday?
On Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah.
This Sunday, they're putting a new episode out.
But is it true that Joel McHale's hosting it, that it's like a it's like an after show thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I love Joel McHale.
Wait, is Joel McHale involved?
He did a video of him shirtless, wearing a cowboy hat.
Wait, what are we talking about?
What else?
Tiger King.
As opposed to saying owned by Joe Exotic, it said owned by Netflix. That boy is in his mid 40s and has the epitome of a six pack. So
I was reading today that John Finley, who's the guy with no teeth that now has
he has teeth now.
He said that he actually, there's a lot of footage of him wearing a shirt, but that the producers kept encouraging him to take it off.
That's what I heard too. Did you see his interview with David Spade?
I didn't.
Oh, I've been watching all
David
of those.
David Spade has interviewed all of them.
I didn't know until like 2 weeks ago that David Spade had a talk show. I had no idea.
Yeah,
it's really
good. You knew it from before because Neri's been talking about it.
Well, whenever the fuck he starts talking about it is when I knew. That's true. Nobody listens to Neri, number one.
Said his wife.
Number two, whenever he started talking about it is when I found out about it because I had no idea that David Spade.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
But John Finley got his teeth fixed, so we'll have him with like regular teeth.
I'm really
now
excited
he looks
for
like,
Sunday.
Now he looks like regular white trash.
He's also like, he's, but in his defense, he's not the most unattractive person either.
I agree. No, he's not. He's not. With teeth.
With teeth.
You haven't even watched the show. Shut up. One of the straight boyfriends.
Which one?
The one with no teeth.
The one who's not dead.
The dead one's the one that was on David Spade.
That was
Spade,
so
Stephanie.
Hard to watch.
they had a medium come in.
That was
oh my
hard
God,
to
if
watch.
They could get, what's his name? Tyler Henry? What's his name? The little kid on
Hollywood. Tyler Henry, Hollywood medium, yes.
They could totally contact him.
I told Stephanie after he died that they were doing his memorial. I'm like,
oh my God, his memorial.
Not only is he dressed like a priest, but he's talking about his balls.
Yes.
And he calls them golden nuggets.
Yes, in front of his mother.
That guy's mother.
Like she was in the front row.
Remember, you're talking about the same guy that when that employee got her hand bitten off, he put on a paramedic's jacket.
Yes,
I have to say,
like,
you're right.
He was running around with a jacket.
Staff is a girl.
Staff is male, actually. Staff is misgendered.
I didn't know that.
Identifies as male.
Okay.
Number two, he 100% put an EMP jacket on. And the fact that he stopped, like, he had a moment where he was like, wait a minute, I have to put my EMT jacket on.
Yeah.
Grabs it off the coat rack or wherever the fuck he had it and put it on. It's like, all right, now I'm ready to do business.
Yeah. And then he goes to the gift shop. Hey, you can either get refund. We had somebody get their arm ripped off.
Yeah.
But do you want to get a refund or
come back?
Do you want to come
also,
back?
How much of a badass is staff that they were like, oh, you're going to need 2 years of physical therapy, whatever. And he was like, just cut it off.
Yeah, just cut it off. Yeah.
And he was back to work 7 days later. I would have been like, no, yes. I need a month.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I need at least short-term disability.
I scraped my knee a week ago and I'm still limping.
How many times do you think, I'm just going to be kind of mean, but how many times do you think they accidentally were like, hey, can you give us a hand with this? Oh. Like, after she came back. He came back, I'm sorry.
That was bad. That was very bad.
I like it a little bit more than David right now.
You know what I would love? To, like, if I could sit down these people and ask them questions, like, the director of the documentary, like, I would love to, like, ask him a series of questions as to what is it that he envisioned at the beginning of the documentary.
I think that at the beginning, if I'm not mistaken, I think that at the beginning they just wanted to do a documentary about, like, the big cat trade.
No, it was the reptile trade. Like, big snakes and things like that. Here.
Got it.
They started here.
Right. Yeah, I know they started here because the first scene is in Homestead. Of course it is.
Yeah, it opened and I was like, of course. Of course
we're fucking everything in leads back to everything in this world leads back to Florida.
The Florida man.
Man.
Yeah. Whatever. It always comes back to the Florida
we
man.
Say, if the Cuban marimbero who supposedly Scarface
the most normal
up,
guy on the fucking show
was the most
show.
Normal person in the show, then that only speaks volumes. That's
seriously.
Everybody else.
I agree.
Well, Chris Jericho interviewed on his podcast.
I heard that this week.
You heard it? It was a great interview. Like, the guy was like, it was the guy that cooperated with the FBI.
There he is here.
The guy that looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yeah, the one that looks like the little Dutch boy. Yeah.
The guy in the
yeah.
jet ski.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, like, he said that he got into the lions, the animal trade, how he met Joe Exotic. He was like 16 and bought a tiger for $2,000.
As one,
you know, it really makes me
like
mad that
cub.
I could have had a tiger
or like $500.
I was going to say this whole time, I could have had a fucking baby tiger for $2,000.
Oh, no, it was a lioness. I'm sorry. Because then he said that
whatever.
he bought it for $500, the cub.
$500?
Yeah.
It's my animal.
When yeah. he was 17, and that, guy, and that he didn't realize, oh, I have an apartment. Maybe I shouldn't own a lion that's going to grow to 400 pounds.
I would say that that's against HOA rules.
Possibly.
It
I thought that a tiger cross. What's with all these fucking Miami boys buying puppy pigs?
Pigs are adorable.
Pop-belly pigs aren't that expensive. I love
pigs
a pop-belly.
Okay.
I want a pop-belly.
I want a piggy. I want a goat.
It's fresh bacon. It's great.
In the grand scheme of it all. A pig is not as dangerous as a tiger.
No, it's not.
That's true.
I've just like I've always been like Ross and wanted a capuchin monkey. Capuchin monkeys are like $1,500.
Yeah, listen, after I saw that video, that lady get her face ripped off by the monkey at a party, no thank you.
Listen, ever since
but
Nate's
like
birthday.
Monkeys, hold on. But like capuchin monkeys and tigers and shit are like $2,000. Like there are corgis that are $2,000. Like,
listen, there's
a
monkey
size. You know, listen,
that
fucking pet.
Ever since Nate's birthday, I've been wanting a miniature goat. So I blame you guys.
You don't.
I blame.
You don't get the
mini
goat. You don't get the mini goat. You get the goats that faint when you scream at them.
Oh my god, those are awesome.
Those two.
Those are the best videos you will ever see in your entire life on the internet. That it's little baby goats that when you scare them, they just go.
I blame you guys. I blame you guys for me wanting a goat, and I blame Arnold Schwarzenegger because I want a donkey. So like, I want.
Christy and Jeff had Nathan's birthday party at a farm, and they had baby goats that we got to play with.
I got to hold them and cuddle it. Since
Steph may or may not have gotten mad at me because I walked up to the petting zoo thing she was inside, and I go, look at the animals, and I pet her on the head, and she almost killed me.
So,
I got more mad that you touched me over the fact
that
you like rained me in with it. I'm fine with being compared to an animal. It's the fact that you invaded my person.
Yikes. So back to Tiger King.
To Tiger
I just
King.
Think that like every character in there, it's like nobody. It's like normal.
No,
because, like for example, the guy who's like the FBI informant. I mean, first of all, that scene when he came in the jet ski, I really thought it was
barbecue.
That
was so great.
It was so okay. I want to know if that was like a producer idea or if that was like his idea because I feel. Like
that it was his idea.
It
was
his
idea.
100%. And he was like, I'll do this. But I gotta ride it on a jet ski to Eye of the Tiger.
Can you add explosions to behind me while I'm riding?
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised they didn't, like, pull the scene from fucking True Lies blowing up the 7 Mile.
And then, like, you know, like, Doc Antle, you know, he's like,
that guy
put together.
What's so weird about that guy?
That guy was the worst.
He was so weird.
That guy just has a functional farm.
That guy just has a sex call. No big deal.
A functional farm.
They interviewed him on it's a stand-up comedian guy. I can't remember what his name is. He interviewed him and Theo Von, and he interviewed Doc, and Doc said half of the women in the documentary are relatives of mine. They're not even like my girlfriends or like whatever. Like, some of the girls they showed are my son's.
Oh, he's
fiance.
Having sex.
He's lying.
Like,
he's lying.
No, clearly,
100%.
And then other guys.
I would also like to point out. Jeff Lowe is a piece of shit.
You know,
I would also like to point out that Doc Antle's zoo is not following the rules of social distancing, and they are open for business.
They are.
Oh, they are.
They are essential.
Also, I would also like to point out that Big Cat Rescue invited Kim Kardashian over because apparently she tweeted about.
Oh my God! Why? So she could get close to a cage and make us all happy.
They invited her after the coronavirus epidemic was over to come and see Big Cat Rescue to see like all the good things that they do.
Oh my God. Fair me. No. I just love, my favorite part of the whole documentary was just the story of Joe Exotic hovering over a helicopter and talking about throwing grenades onto Big Cat Rescue. That was my favorite thing.
Guys,
like,
Big Cat Rescue
him.
Is not
Let's
that
get
far.
Some fucking grenades and
it's
drop
really
them
not.
On these motherfuckers. Look.
I kind of want to go.
It's not that far. I think we should go.
We have a day trip?
On a research field trip. I think
only if she
go.
Tells me, hey, you cool cats and kittens. That's the only way that I'll go.
I think we should.
If not, if I walk in there and she doesn't tell me that shit, I'm going to turn around
I want
and
my money
walk
back.
The fuck out.
I think we should take a day trip to Big
You know that's like $300 to go in
there,
right?
It's $650. Listen. The Marimbero drug dealer guy, do you know how much it is to get into Zoological Wildlife Foundation?
Yeah, it's a lot.
2 kilos.
2 kilos.
The full experience, which is where you get to, like, interact with the lemurs and the chimps and all that shit, that full experience is
$1,500. Oh, my God. Oh, no, I'm okay.
Yeah, but they give you a lot of coke.
Yeah, I'll go to Animal Kingdom and go on the safari. And...
Yeah, pa' carajo. No, Animal Kingdom, I have an annual pass to the zoo for $99.
For real.
I'll go see the tigers.
Yeah, but you
the
can't
lemurs.
Hold
and,
the baby
and
tigers there.
And you have a
splash
zone.
And I have
yeah,
a
splash
zone.
Yeah, but
you can't hold
the baby
tigers.
I
want to hold the baby tiger.
And I can watch the 17 balseros try to fit into one of the carts and so that they only had to pay for one.
Hey, me and Vanessa
like...
did that one.
We did, but it was just you and us, you and me and the boys.
And the boys, yeah.
We fit into our
heart. We had a great day.
We
what
did.
About the baby giraffe from the commercial?
Which one?
Which baby
what?
Giraffe?
Are you?
Commercial.
You've been, okay.
Are you talking about the commercial where the baby giraffe is running on a treadmill?
I just think that Tiger King, it was like, the planets aligned and gave us this because it gave us
oh,
this.
Oh, it
like,
gave it to us right on time.
Like right on time.
Do you think that they had it scheduled ahead of time to release at this time or that they decided?
So Ish told me they did, that they
yeah?
this was always
yeah.
the original.
This was just scheduled for this time. It was just happenstance.
I would say,
no,
yeah.
No, I think
because
Netflix
you know
knew. Netflix released the coronavirus on us so they could be like, you know what, we're going to catch them with
because
Joe Exotic
you know
and then we're going to keep them watching the other documentaries we have.
I think that this documentary, nobody could have expected it to turn into what it did.
Oh, no. At all.
You know?
I mean, the thing is there's so many of those random train wreck documentaries, but I just don't, I feel like the reason why this one got so much pull is because nobody had anything to watch.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, like, or not anything to do, I mean. Sorry. They had nothing to do.
We're
so they were like,
because
I'll go into the rabbit hole of Netflix all the time and find random-ass documentaries.
Yeah, you know, no, but look, there's other documentaries that have been released now, that even some that I have watched, that were good.
I want to watch that prescription drug one.
Oh, my gosh. That one was great. That
you
I
saw
mean,
it?
Yeah,
you
I did
saw
see it.
It.
I saw that one, and I saw...
Did you see the Aaron Hernandez one?
I saw the Aaron Hernandez one.
I did see the Aaron Hernandez
the
one.
The one I saw that I finished last week was How to Fix a Drug Scandal.
That's the
I
one I want to watch.
One.
I want to
oh,
see
my
that.
Gosh. It's amazing. I mean, the main scientist in Massachusetts, both in Boston and in Amherst, was consuming all the drugs that were coming into the lab, essentially.
Oh, wow.
That's wonderful.
So, but I mean, as good as those documentaries were, we aren't talking about them 1-2 weeks after.
No, we're talking about the guy that converted.
Tiger King, I think, is still number one on Netflix.
Yeah.
It is? Of course it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is. Because it is amazing.
Did you just clap, Jeffrey?
I just clapped it.
I love it. When he was getting like attacked by the tiger, that he's like, do I have sardine oil? Like, yeah.
That's not what you would give. You wouldn't put perfume on someone's shoes if you wanted a tiger to eat them. You would, I don't know, dip them in sardine oil. How do you know that, Carol?
Did they show it in the
very specific information.
Yeah, it's sardine oil. Like, I had never even thought about sardine oil.
I would never think about fucking sardine oil. What is that?
I'm trying to remember if it was in the documentary, if it was something I saw after, that a video surfaced of Carol, like, doing a joke video, and her husband, the guy that's now gone, was locked in the tiger cage, and you hear him just going, help! Help me! Oh my god! She's acting like normal.
Also, her new husband is a fucking freak too.
Oh no, that guy's a weirdo.
Those wedding pictures of him.
Oh my god!
With like a chain and like on all fours.
I love the scene. Actually, I think of you, Stephanie. That they're dressed as tigers.
Why do you think of me?
I think of you seeing that, be like, what the fuck is wrong with that?
Oh my god, that wedding would be so amazing if Steph was the coordinator.
Do not disparage my good name and the name of events by you.
Steph, do you think, let me ask you a serious question. This is a serious question.
Okay.
Do you think at the Joe Exotic wedding, were there mason jars with baby breath?
No.
Fuck you.
No.
It was definitely
Joe seems to me like the type of groom that came in there with a vision.
Who?
You told me that grooms are like even worse. Like
for like the most part, I would say like 90% of grooms don't give a fuck. But then like those 10% that actually care are fucking monsters.
Of course they are.
That would be Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would
Joe,
be Joe.
Joe would like gouge your eyes out. He'd be like, you see that tiger right there? It's got your name on it.
I will say, I have not done a gay wedding, and I'm dying to do a gay wedding. I have not done neither a lesbian nor a male gay couple. Like, never. So I'm dying to do one, or do many, whatever.
So maybe baby steps. Maybe not a triple wedding at first. Let's start
maybe
with
not.
Like
that's a lot. Like the three. And then the whole son. Here's the other thing is that John Finley came out and said that it wasn't a legal marriage. Like, I never thought it was a legal marriage. Because
I don't think anybody thought it was legal.
Yeah, I'm just disappointed that the tiger didn't marry them.
In no state can you marry
people. Like, they should have had a bouquet of tiger cubs. Like,
but didn't he take this other guy's last name?
He did. He after, I think, after Travis shot himself, he took on his last name. So his name right now is Joseph Maldonado Passage, which is the new husband's name.
Yeah.
Right, so did he take on his name before he married the new husband?
No, I don't think so, because he was always Joseph Shreve Vogel, whatever the fuck his name was before that.
And kid, the one that married him now, it's like, what is wrong
that's
with
a, that first of all, that's the best looking of them all.
Yep.
But he seems like a normal guy, you know,
right?
He's a good looking guy. He
right.
Seems like normal. He speaks well, he has all his teeth, you know.
He has meth and tigers, and that's why he wins.
What a low fucking bar we've set
I just
for
think,
ourselves.
I just
he
think
speaks
that
well and has teeth.
You're
a
underestimating
low bar.
The presence of Joe Exotic. You haven't been in his same room as he has. Maybe.
Clearly.
And he
you
has
know,
tigers.
It's that animal magnetism he learned from the tigers.
Listen, if he can make two straight men marry him, then, I mean.
It's true.
None of us are safe.
Listen, right. The fact that Joe had two husbands at once, like,
we're
there's hope for all of us.
He doesn't like women, so I'm
listen,
safe.
Can we all just agree that he's maybe, if he wasn't in jail, his next husband would essentially be Post Malone.
Yeah.
You leave Post Malone out of this. He is a ray of sunshine in the world.
But I feel like that is Joe Exotic's poison, sunshine rays.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. You're 100% right. And he likes horrible tattoos, so Post Malone's perfect.
He's perfect.
It's true.
Like, do you want a guy with a nice paint and a flail
on
his face?
Hold on. We need to talk about the cover-up tattoo.
Oh, my God.
It didn't cover anything.
Yeah. What was it, like a bullhead?
It was a bullhead,
but you could still see, like, the edges of the bad tattoo.
Everything else.
Like, sticking out. I can't.
It was the worst cover-up ever.
Ever.
I'm going to make her watch it this weekend.
Bro, I can't believe you haven't watched it,
seriously.
You make me watch Hallmark movies. I'm going to make you watch this.
I don't make you watch Hallmark movies.
The other day, I got pissed because the other freaking day, there was a Hallmark movie on, and I go, oh, that's the one where that happens with that, and that they go to the ranch, and I go, fuck you, Christy. Now I can tell which one's which.
All right.
Let me guess. Yeah, this camera was in it.
He only bring her out for winter.
Candace Cameron only comes out at Christmas time.
Yeah.
If she sees her shadow, there's 3 more weeks of winter.
Those are the big guns that they bring out.
In Christy's defense, Jeff, your description of a Hallmark movie could have been any Hallmark movie.
You're right.
Right.
That's
the point.
Was it the family inn? Was it the alcoholic who needed to go back, the realtor?
Isn't there always a bakery involved, too?
There was one she tried to trick me because it was a bacon one. And she was like, oh, but it's about bacon.
The title was You Bacon Me Crazy.
Oh, that was the one from like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Have you guys seen new show, The Baker and the Beast?
No. I don't think it started yet.
It hasn't started yet.
Is he supposed to be a Cuban baker in Miami?
Yes.
I don't know anything about this.
He is a straight-up Cuban baker from Miami.
Oh, my God.
Well, his family owns a bakery in Miami.
Which bakery?
It's like not a documentary. It's like a series.
It's on ABC.
Oh, okay.
So you know they're going to get the Cuban wrong.
Yes.
And they...
So they're going to get like a Mexican guy to play the
Cuban? He's definitely not Cuban.
Yeah.
Whoever he is, he's not Cuban.
Who is it?
Who cares?
I don't know. He's not Cuban.
The bakery?
And she is the girl from Dynasty, isn't she?
At his bakery, they're going to be making breakfast tacos.
His family own a...
It's a bakery on...
And the Beauty? Is that what it's called?
The Beauty and the Baker? Baker and the Beauty?
Romantic musical comedy? Okay, hold on. I might be able to get on this.
Oh, I didn't know it was a musical. But yeah, the bakery is in...
It's based on an Israeli romantic comedy series.
No, I don't think that's it.
Yes, it is. Hold on. Because the cast... Yeah, all these casts are Hispanic people, so yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. he is obviously there's no way he's Cuban. He is.
What's the guy? Who's the guy?
Victor Jasuk.
Yes.
They should have picked Giancarlo Canela. I mean, he does everything.
He's Dominican.
Giancarlo's Cuban.
No, the main guy in the show, Victor Jasuk, is Dominican.
Oh yeah, he is Dominican. He's from New York.
The main girl.
Well, his parents are Dominican.
His parents are Dominican, yeah.
The main girl is Peruana, but she was raised, I think, in Australia.
Isn't she the one from Dynasty?
There's a Vanessa on the show I'm in.
And I'm sure it's all shot in LA with intersections of Ocean Drive.
Yeah, she's from
B-roll from South Beach.
Yeah.
She was the worst fucking thing to happen to the last season of Vampire Diaries. That's what she is.
I heart you so much right now.
You're welcome. But yeah, she was the hell that came to the last season of Vampire Diaries. So I already don't like her. She has too wide of a jaw. But apparently he owns a bakery, and then like he's walking down like South Beach, and
they meet at a club. I think probably Liv.
Probably.
Something like that. And then like he like offers her a ride, and she's like a celebrity.
Yeah.
And it becomes that, like, you know, it's basically Matt Damon's marriage.
If you were both Hispanic as opposed to one of the name from Boston.
Granted. Guys, I'm out of wine. I told you already. I went and got a second bottle.
You got a second bottle? Dude, I'm impressed.
120.
Dude.
Like, this is super Hispanic wine.
I'm at the point where I'm like so beyond.
Me and my Chilean wine.
You're super drunk.
Yeah, you're done.
Oh, yeah. It fell asleep at some point.
A little bit. Bonnie? Can we bring this home?
I think this might be a good time to wrap up.
We're at exactly 2 hours. So.
Oh, cool. So we're having a two-part episode.
I mean, we can, or we can just do one episode, but I don't
whatever. Everybody has time for a two-hour episode. Exactly. These days,
so I don't know that we need to recap all the wines and all the whiskeys that we and the Coke that we drank. Everybody liked their beverage of choice this evening? Yes? Okay, moving on. You can find us on the Geek Bro Network. That's geekbro.net. And there's a whole bunch of podcasts on there. Like, better let me tell you. We have Comedy Fitness. We have The Lair Podcast. What's Up Bro? Mount Geekmore.
I don't know. There's a lot of shit.
There's a lot of new stuff.
There's like three new shows that have been added.
Yeah, I know one is Childlike at Best. I know that the guys of What's Good started a YouTube show, but I don't know the name of it.
They're back? They have a YouTube show.
Yeah, it's a YouTube podcast, and I don't know what it's called. But yeah, so
we're so great at this.
I said last week I was gonna like type it up and have it here so that I could say it all, and I didn't.
And if we get really, really bored and really drunk, we may introduce everyone to a new podcast called Lewd Brood.
I think that podcast is recording next week, babe.
We have a new podcast in the works.
It's been in the works for 2 years.
Yes. We may.
We finally have time to record.
Yeah, because what else are we going to fucking do? So.
If anybody's interested.
It's just another avenue to listen to the same people.
But this time talking about the
We're going to talk about. We're going to talk about dirty things on that show.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
Lewd Brew. Look,
Ish already wants to be on it. So, yeah, it's called Lewd Brew because we came up with it 2 years ago. And I think that's a cool name. I like it.
It is a great name.
Yeah. So I've held on to that for 2 years.
Does that mean we have to drink beer?
I was going to drink coffee.
Intent, but...
I'm going to drink coffee because it's also brewed. You can drink coffee. Okay. I don't like
it. And Robbie?
But yeah, so you can find us on geekbro.net. You can find us on Acast, on iTunes, on Spotify.
We still have our ads, which I'm really excited about.
And everybody stay home.
And I want to shout out real quick on TikTok, Brooke MCF, because she came up with that intro for our podcast last week, and it was awesome, and I should have done that at the beginning, but we were talking about a lot of stuff. But yeah, so shout out to Brooke at BrookeMCF on TikTok because that song was amazing, and I'm probably going to put it here in the closing because I really liked it. And
our intro for the
closing. You should put My Heart Will Go On. Just say there was a whole Titanic.
Yeah, just like bring it all together. It's like a nice little bow.
No, she won't. Celine's cool. Don't worry.
So, I mean, I'm going to throw it to you, DJ, because Isha's asleep. Where can we find you guys?
Well, you can find Pero Let Me Tell You at the more or less the same places you said.
Yeah.
Google, iTunes, what the kids listen to nowadays, Spotify.
And Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff.
And Pero Let Me Tell You on Instagram and what? On Twitter. And we are what are we on our email?
Pero Let Me Podcast at gmail.com. You didn't even drink today. What's wrong?
I never get our email right.
And DJ, where can you get your merch?
Oh, our merch, that's right. They have merch.
Let me tell you, shop.
I have two shirts of theirs.
Yes. You should take some pictures with them. And
I should. I will.
And all that. Yeah, we have some merch, some t-shirts on BetterLetMeTellYouShop.com.
That's awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
This was fun. We were all over the place.
We always have fun. I mean, we're always all over the place.
That's it. Typical Mama's episode. So, we started one place and God knows how we end up where we ended up.
We were on your show this season. So now you have to be on our show this season. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to wait. You know,
until we can all be together in the same room.
Yeah. But let's be real. Like, the only time we're ever structured is when we're on your show.
Yeah, because we have no structure.
You structure us.
But I feel like...
Wait. What did you say? The have only you time... listened to the
the last episode that you guys were in our
I listened to it today, yesterday.
I was, like, trying to rail that train after being derailed, and I just, like, couldn't. I remember I was like, the Mueller report. Let's talk about the Mueller report.
Here's the best part about it.
There was, like, no way I could get anybody to talk about the damn Mueller report.
And here's the best part. That's the most structure we ever have.
Listen, as long as we can have goldfish and pesto dip after.
I got to get a new ham.
You have to get a new ham everywhere. They're everywhere now. Ever since I saw it, like, now I see them everywhere.
Yeah. So no, but no, I would rather wait.
Maybe your house will be done by
then. Maybe.
That's a whole other story. That's a whole other story. But no, I think I would want to, unless this goes on for, you know, much longer. So you guys are...
Yeah, I don't know, man. LA County extended their shit to May 15th today. So we'll see.
You know, our season is until December. So, you know.
I hope so. Fingers like crossed. I told David this morning, clase de fiesta que yo voy a tirar when all this shit is over.
I loved when you told me one time, you're like, I miss my nail lady.
I do.
I miss Hold my on. Nail lady so much.
I had to get nail stickers from Vanessa.
But dude, look, my eyebrows look so nice. They look so nice.
Dude. My eyebrows are crazy. My face moves again, by the way.
Stephanie, let me just explain to you something.
My face is moving.
Stephanie, it's let me explain okay. to you something. That I have saved so much money being home.
Oh, I have
to. I will give you like $500 to, and like everybody will like to throw a party.
I'll take like some everybody of that. Like you can throw
the
some $500
alone
my way.
That my forehead is moving this much is really fucking bothering me.
Like we can all throw a party. Like don't move the dinero and we're gonna have a freaking party.
Move it. I need my Botox. I need my Botox.
But don't move your eyebrows.
Man, barbers, hairstylists, manicurists—all these people are gonna bank. Mm-hmm. You know.
Sure. Thank God that I got my hair done like right at the beginning of March. That I'm like okay for now, but still.
Oh, yeah. God knows what I'm going to come out of this shit.
My favorite meme is the one that's like, when this whole thing is over, we're going to see what everybody's natural hair color is. Like, that's my favorite.
My husband looks like Jimmy Neutron.
I've seen some people.
He always looks like Jimmy Neutron.
His hair is like up to here.
I see that his hair is up to here now. There's this one girl that I hate follow on Instagram that her roots are like really deep right now that I'm like, oof. So I'm really, really excited about everything.
I love you hate follow.
I hate following people.
I love hate following people.
I hate follow. I just don't follow.
What was that, Vanessa?
It's more entertaining to hate follow people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
You have more of a reaction to their posts.
I'm sure there are people that hate follow me.
Oh, I'm
Bring
sure
it
there
on. I don't care. A follower is a follower. I don't care.
Todo mundo quedas en tu casa. Everybody
yes.
stay home.
Stay your ass
stay
home. We
stay
love
home.
Your faces.
I
want to get out. I want to go into the out.
I want to go out into the out.
So, all right. Bueno, good night, everybody. I'm going to go watch Titanic now.
I'm going to go have a cheeseburger.
Me too!
Oh,
cheeseburger. Oh my God, I want a cheeseburger.
I'm starving.
Where can we get that?
You're going to have to make it at home.
Yeah, because everything's closed now.
Yeah, mine was ordered hours ago.
You ordered food when we were on the show.
when we thought he fell down.
That's when it was, when we thought you fell asleep, is when you fucking ordered food, you asshole.
I have Bubba burgers.
Telling you, we should have hung up on him a long time ago.
I have burgers here.
I have Bubba burgers too. They're good.
All right, guys.
Cheers. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye, our listeners. We love you. We're crazy. We love you.
A little bit. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.